FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
Brought to you by constructivecoding.com.
Kingsland in East Anglia, Kendall in North Lancashire. If you can't be off to travel away, FC Radio.
Gentlemen, please.
Is that right, little Frank?
Well, hello, good afternoon, and welcome, FCers from across the world. You're listening to FCUM Radio, radio for FC United Manchester, and this is FC Live, brought to you by constructivecoding.com, and you lovely people, the Armchair Army, and you join us here in the northeast of England for National League North action this afternoon. It's Spennymoor Town against FC United of Manchester in the league. Kickoff is coming up in 9 minutes' time, and we'll be bringing you all the love, all the tears, all the joy, and all the tears, and all the love, and all the tears, and all the joy of another FC Live. You can get in touch with us this afternoon, station at fcumradio.co.uk, Twitter on FCUM Radio, or if you know this guy personally, on... Ah, humbug. Oh dear. This is FC Live, brought to you by constructivecoding.com, and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. It's Spennymoor Town against FC United of Manchester in the league.
Show us your knobs.
I beg your pardon?
I said show us your knobs.
Oh dear. Anyway.
Manx knobs, that is, Ben.
Yes, we've already thanked Paul, and it'll be off, and he said thank you very much.
But he normally comes in late, doesn't he, because he's been at an auction. So I thought I'd just jump in again.
Christmas auction?
He auctions his knobs.
Well, that's where he gets them from. There's a large supply of knobs at the
Antique
auction.
Antique knobs.
Yeah. And... well, there we go. Anyway, 07596104122, if you must. That's 07596104122. Most of them can't be bothered anymore, in all fairness. And that's why I thought, you know, I can't be bothered either.
But it's now time for team news. Oh, it's just me.
Hold on. No, Ben. Oh. Ben, today, hold on a second. Yeah. Oh, it's just been delivered by a pigeon.
Thought we'd gone to Chester too, then.
It's a dove from above.
I was doing a cooing noise. Pigeon. They love pigeons in the North East.
I thought Vic and Bob were from Middlesbrough. Wait.
Hold on a second. I wasn't doing a Vic and Bob. I was basically doing the sound of a pigeon. I couldn't actually, you know,
anyway,
replicate it correctly. But it's just delivered us a very, very...
I've come a long way for that, Joe.
In fairness, because it's been delivered by a pigeon, looks like a painter's radio.
Now, welcome everyone to... I can't pronounce the name of the ground.
Go on, Ben, try it.
Brewery Fields.
Sorry, what's that, Ben?
Brewery Fields. Be quiet, Swamper, this music can only mean one thing. The teams are about to come out.
Well, with that, ladies and gentlemen, let me give you the teams. It's in goal for FC United of Manchester. It's Lloyd Allison, number 2, Joel Senior, number 3, Tom Walker, number 4, Zach Corbett, Jordan Fagbola, number 5, Matty Hughes today is 6, and the captain, Kieran Glynn, number 7, Steve Irwin, number 8, Thomas Greaves, number 9, Conor McCarthy, number 10, and Craig Winfield, number 11. On the bench, it's Terrell Palmer, it's Stephen Affleck, and it's Michael Jones, Sam Baird, and Samuel Tatum. FC United are playing in blue shorts, and blue stockings, and FC United's goalkeeper wearing a yellow shirt, black shorts, and black stockings. Over to my comrade to my right-hand side to give you the home team.
OK, Spennymoor, line-up today, Shane Bland in goal, Callum Griffiths 2, Christopher Mason, the captain, is 3, Matthew Dixon is 4, Chris Chandler, ex-FC, is 5, James Curtis 6, Ryan Hall 7, Robert Ramshaw 8, Glenn Taylor 9, Mark Anderson 10, and Andrew Johnson 11. Substitutes, Bradley Fuster is 12, Jordan Porter, the sub-goalie, is 13, David Foley 14, Joseph Tate 15, and Shane Henry 16, and they're in black and white stripes. Black shorts and black socks, a la Newcastle United.
And their goalkeeper wearing a mint green kit. When I say mint green, I mean mint green. Not eight, it's mint. Today's referee is Mr. D. Hume, and he's going to be ably assisted by Mr. A. Kitchen and Mr. D. Pill. And the FC contingents on the right-hand side of us, as the captains go to have a photograph and shaking hands and all that kind of thing going on before the game kicks off. As I say, the sun is really, really right in our periphery.
Really, really in the wrong place.
High level, and so...
What would you go with, uphill or downhill in the first half? Do you even know which uphill it is?
Take the advantage first, usually, I think.
Well, I mean, the one thing FC Paul, you'll know this, and yourself, Ben, that we were used to playing up and downhill at Stirling Bridge. The thing is, quite a number of these players never really played there. I mean, obviously Matty Hughes did because he was part of the team there.
But, today's captain.
I don't know, to be honest.
We'll find out, won't we? If it, whatever way we're kicking, if it works out.
Yes. Well. It is a good afternoon, good evening, good morning and welcome. SC Live, as always, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com, the Armchair Army, as the referees give themselves a high five before the game. Looking around the team as well, both teams, both sets of players, nobody seems to be, and quite rightly so, wearing gloves. And FC United are going to be kicking up the hill in the first 45 minutes. A 3-5-2. And as I say, it's going to be a difficult afternoon, but FC United have the opportunity to... as Paul says, stop a team that have scored in every goal, scored in every game this season at home. Big crowd here this afternoon as well, as the game underway. And Irwin plays the ball out this near left hand side for Walker. Again, straight away they're trying to charge down Walker, a little bit slack there, but he plays it back to Alisson Irwin. And been trying to be closed down Alisson, but he gets it to the halfway line. Good flick on there by FC United of Manchester's. Manager, but the ball won and easily cut out by the home team. And now the ball through the middle, it's a decent ball, but it does have the legs. And it
here's something interesting for you. It looks like number four in midfield, not a centre back.
I wonder if he's just tracking the number 10.
That's Corbett, by the way.
Well, the ball on the halfway line, it's headed away by Andrew Johnson, and it's going to be a throw into FC United on the right hand side, which Joe Logan will take. Well, FC United give away the ball, it's picked up by Callum Griffiths. Griffiths plays the ball left hand side, and it's cut out well by Senior to Irwin. Irwin plays the ball up towards McCarthy. McCarthy gives the ball away too easy. That big number six there, James Curtis, was. Well, it was far too easy, and then FC United lose the ball on the edge of the penalty, on the edge of the area, looking for a free kick there. The home team as well, but not getting it. As you rightly say, Corbett's one of the players in the midfield this afternoon. There's a good movement down this near left hand side from Walker, and then Walker again, after all the good work, undoes himself, and Ramshaw plays the ball down the right hand side. Out comes FC United's goalkeeper, has to clear his lines, chips it, and well, you can see at the moment what FC United have done is. They've given the ball away on two or three occasions. They've been a bit lackadaisical with their control, and they're being pounced upon, Paul.
Yeah, they've got to be very careful today where they give the ball away. They'll give it a lot in the wrong places.
Callum Griffiths on the ball now on this near right-hand side, plays the ball, headed away by FC United Manchester. Should be picked up by Steve Irwin. Irwin chips the ball towards the middle of the park, and there was no one there. There was an initial slip there, though, by Chandler. But he regains the ball and plays a simple ball down the left-hand side. A lovely touch and turn. Skins FC United senior. Here they come again. Just out to the edge of the penalty area. Nearly a slip there, but it falls on the edge of the penalty area for the number four. It's Dixon. Can he get the shot away? No, it's good defending from FC United. The ball out left-hand side again. Strong challenge required. Everyone back for FC United and Manchester. And eventually the ball ricochets out for a goal kick. But again, the purpose is there from the home team. As you expect, a few slips from players already. And... we've had 2 minutes on the clock and it's 0-0, and that's just for the Trafford branch.
The FC fans in good voice.
I'm just going to let people have a nice listen to that as Corbett heads the ball over the halfway line. Up goes Greaves for it, does it win the first ball, and the ball given away, and it allows the home team on this near touchline again with Callum Griffiths. Plays it inside, Greaves closes down Ramshaw, but it's back with a big number six, James Curtis. Plays the ball left hand side now, picked up by Matty Dixon. Ball left footed, it's a crossfield ball, it's a great ball as well, and it's a bit of poor control by Glenn Taylor, because that ball again, a diagonal we always talk about, Ben, from this team in particular, and that nearly undid FC United yet again.
We've had a score already, Alfreton 0, Boston 1.
Well, Boston are on the up at the moment, aren't they? I think they've won two or three in the last
new
couple
manager.
Of weeks.
Greg and, Elliott.
Yeah.
The new manager syndrome.
Well, it's going to be a goal kick, and FC United of Manchester going to get to grips with this game. Kieran Glynn not touched the ball yet.
No, I was just thinking along those lines.
It's the wind doesn't help Allinson, and he made the ball get to the halfway line, and he has to track all the way back. It's an underplayed ball there, and it's a number seven. It should be 1-0. It is 1-0, and a number seven, Ryan Hall there. Well, Walker underhit the pass back to his goalkeeper. Out came Allinson to try and close it down, but the pace of the number seven, Ryan Hall, went skip past him and put the ball into the back of the net, and that is an unforced error that you cannot afford to give this team.
This is an early error like we had at Gainsborough, which cost us the game. The only positive I can give to the goal is that I've won the sweep on the bus.
You've got to sweep the bus?
Well, I've won the sweep on the bus.
Why, what was it? What was
5 minutes.
Oh, 5 minutes. But you said they weren't going to score today.
No, I said one day they won't score.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Again, SC United. Long clearance by Allinson. And sometimes, you know, you look at footage, you look at clubs, and you look how they play. And at this moment in time, FC haven't probably got to grips with this game, the pace and the tenacity of the home team.
I think we identified very quickly this afternoon that we were giving the ball away cheaply, and unfortunately we gave it away on the back pass.
Did indeed, as Walker, who a top quality player, but it was a poor ball as FC give the ball away again. It's hit high on the top, over the top. Controlled poorly by Hughes. Here's another opportunity to have the number 10 goes through the middle, passes the ball out right hand side to Taylor. Taylor, first time shot, deflection, out for a corner ball. Well, at the moment, FC United, the control of the ball from three or four players has been woeful. The second thought ordinary is the ball being picked off them by the opposition. They've got to be quicker, more alert and cleverer on the ball. It's 1-0.
If this continues, it's going to be a very long, painful afternoon.
Mark Anderson takes the corner towards the back post. It goes, it's flicked across and out for another corner by Hughes. And Hughes was the instigator there of really giving the ball away and allowing that opportunity for the visitors, but that's right, the home team. And makes amends there with a header away, but cross goes Ryan Hall now, the goal scorer, to take this again under play. Goes short to Matty Dixon, but he plays whipped. It's a decent ball towards the back post. Headed there by Curtis, is high in the air. Two FC players converge upon the ball and head the same ball. And it's out on the edge of the area, but another first time ball in by Griffiths. Great ball in there.
You could hear Matty Hughes call that ball from here, so there's no reason for Corbett to get in his way.
Ryan Hall there was a whisker away, capitalised upon the ball, and FC United back in trouble again. Ball down the right hand side, picked up by the number 8, Robert Ramshaw. Ramshaw against FC United and Manchester's Fagbola. Fagbola was just too strong for him there, and eventually it's a throw in to the home team. The first challenge from Fagbola was a shoulder to shoulder, and the number 7 Ryan Hall bounced off him looking for a free kick, not getting it, and FC United battled then and thought they were going to get the throw in, and they didn't. And it's a ball on the edge of the 18 yard area, picked up by Griffiths. He has the ball back, two players converge upon him, and they're giving the ball away, have they? No, it's back with Curtis, and Curtis goes all the way back to the final third of his own pitch, mopped up by Christopher Mason, the skipper, and back to his goalkeeper Shane Bland. Left footed Bland hits the ball through the middle. Again, a decent ball there, and again it's only down to maybe the wind, the ball's run out of play, but FC United there did not pick up that at all. Two defenders there, and basically both left it, and Bland went straight through the middle. Well, the ball from Bland went straight through the middle, and Ryan Hall gave up on it. But
well, playing Zach Corbett in a more forward position doesn't really seem to be working at all, does it?
It's the personnel, though. There's no crunching tackle in midfield, is there, otherwise? But there isn't anywhere at the moment.
No.
Well, again, FC have to defend this ball. Fagbola plays it back with a bit of pace this time to Allinson, who launches a long ball. Up goes McCarthy, doesn't win it. Second ball. Well, Corbett does well, but Curtis wins that ball. But it's a poor ball given away, and Walker now just over the halfway line and is near touch line. Flicks the ball through to McCarthy. McCarthy again not going to meet the ball. Callum Griffiths saying thanks very much.
Irwin,
a late challenge there from FC United's number 8. But what, the ball there played into the feet towards FC United Manchester's McCarthy. He's got to go and meet the ball, hasn't he?
Well, this was always the problem we've seen so far. Either we play him the way he wants or not at all, because it's not working otherwise, is it?
Certainly isn't. Anyway, the free kick's taken. It's a diagonal ball out far left-hand side. Flicked across the byline, cleared away by Irwin. Up goes Greaves, can't get the end of it. Poor control by Mason, and it's a throw into FC United of Manchester. And FC United have a rare visit into the opposition half. We've had 10 minutes on the clock. It's 1-0 if you just joined us. Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, and welcome. FC Live is always brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com, the Armchair Army, our friends and brethren from around the world, and all our revolutionary groups, peaceful and prosperous time should be had by all. As FC United down the right hand side now with McCarthy does well, plays the ball back, here's an opportunity for Greaves, shot comes in, it's charged down, second ball comes in, and Greaves plays the ball back, which was a perfect ball. Unfortunately, nobody there at all for FC. Yes, and I love you too, Estelle. As ball play through the middle again, and Hughes stabs the ball forward and gives it away though, and the ball falls kindly for Seedy as well there, picked up by Irwin now. FC United in the final third, dead centre, ball played across now to well, should have been played into the feet of Glynn, but he left it for Corbett, and Corbett plays it to Walker. Glynn's first touch of the game, he needs some support there, he's looking to whip a ball in, and he's still holding on to it, and that's a great diagonal ball into the penalty area now for Linfield, who's defended for the vast majority of the opening 10 minutes of the game. Plays it to Walker. Walker's ball into the penalty area is a poor one, underhit. Irwin comes across, he wins the ball, but it doesn't fall favourably for a blue shirt, and FC United have to defend the ball on the halfway line, and a free kick conceded by Fagbola, and it remains 1-0, but a little bit better there from FC United. But the final ball,
yeah, we're kind of dabbling around the edge of the box there without putting a quality ball in and not getting players into the box. Need to be a bit more positive.
Just to give you a late score elsewhere, Curzon 0, Stockport County 1, and Gainsborough just taking the lead at home against Darlington.
Anyway, Corbett does well, plays it to Walker. Walker in his own half, plays the ball through the middle. Greaves going to get the end of his offside though. Greaves, it was dealt with anyway. Inappropriate, Estelle, that's all I can say. That comment, very inappropriate. As Corbett does well, plays it to McCarthy. McCarthy plays it inside to Glynn. Glynn slides the ball across down to Linfield. Linfield checks back, he's got to be careful, he can't afford to lose it. And he does the sensible thing, he plays it back to his goalkeeper from the halfway line. Fagbola on the ball, plays it up towards Corbett. Corbett again just loses out on that. It was too simple there, and a strong challenge and a fair one. Corbett does well to come back and win the ball. And now it's Irwin. Irwin hits the ball with purpose down the left-hand side. McCarthy needs to keep that in, but doesn't.
At least we've made some ground.
Well, we're actually next to the flag on this near touchline, so if we can squeeze into that space there and put the pressure on, anything's possible. Ball picked up, though, by Ramshaw. Back to the right-back, chip down this near touchline. Walker stands by his man, but it's a good play there by Ryan Hall. He plays it down the right-hand side. Lovely ball from Mark Anderson. Anderson against FC United skipper for the afternoon. The ball played to the penalty area, and our senior has to deal with it, and he dealt with it well. The ball flicked on the halfway line there, and it may well go out for a throw-in. No, it's a... Well, it does now, actually, and it's a throw-in to FC United of Manchester. I thought, for all intents and purposes, it was a home throw-in, but must have come off the defender. As Linfield plays it to Irwin. Irwin looks up, plays it down the right-hand side again, and McCarthy's got a gamble there, and if he gets into the penalty area of the ball, he could put pressure on James Curtis, but Curtis was equal to it, and Spennymoor back with the ball. A 1-2 there by Ryan Hall, and the number 8, and it comes to nothing, thankfully, FC United. But FC are going to have to get to grips with Ryan Hall, boys.
Yes. Yes, we are.
He's instigating most things, him and Robert Ramshaw. There's the ball over the halfway line, and it's charged down, and again that diagonal ball puts FC under a little bit of pressure, but Fagbola comes across, he should be able to deal with it. Have a look, ball with purpose required, simple ball to Walker. Walker plays a nice ball inside, he drew the player in there and played it across, giving the opportunity for FC's skipper to play a ball to Senior. Senior plays a long ball over the top, offside decision against Tom Greaves again. And the one thing that we haven't done at this moment in time, no shots on target, and we've had 14 minutes. It's 1-0 to the visitors, a gift of a goal, to say the very least. Paul, your thoughts?
Yeah, Tom Walker suddenly looked like a makeshift defender for that moment.
Well, FC have to defend again. And here's Ryan Hall, plays it back to the number 8, Ramshaw. Ramshaw's ball to the penalty area, it's decent, goes across everybody. FC's keeper comes out on the second attempt. He thought about, could he gather the ball, because it came off his own player, and then thought, you know what, I might as well, because if he hadn't, the ball was in the back of the net. a little bit tentative, but he did the right thing there.
Yeah, living on our nerves a bit.
One thing I'd like to say about Ryan Hall and the goal, he could have easily gone down for a penalty.
But he could have been touched.
No, but...
Yeah, but if he hadn't been touched, he would have been booked.
It looked like if he fell over, he would have got a penalty. He stayed on his feet. Just saying.
Yeah, but
he was touched.
He wasn't
touched.
He was,
because you saw him just...
He went round him.
He got touched.
Oh, goodness gracious. But anyway, Paul, your thoughts. We've got the same situation here. After this free kick, we'll get your thoughts of the game so far. The ball played long right-hand side. Again, Ryan Hall collects it, controls it well, plays a ball inside. He'll want for the 1-2 there. Good strong challenge there by Corbett. And it's a throw-in just inside the FC half on this near touchline. 1-0. Callum Griffiths plays the ball back to Curtis. Curtis chips the ball forward. It deflects off Tom Greaves. And then a strong challenge there by Corbett. Wins the ball, plays it to... the ball wasn't the best of balls, in fairness, by Greasy up towards Kieran Glynn, and there's nothing he could really do with that. And the ball all the way back to Shane Bland. It is an opportunity for Paul to get in.
Well, I think Spennymoor are pinging the ball around and showing a lot of energy and purpose, and we're not competing at the moment.
Well, Fagbola wins the ball, gives it away. He can't afford to give it away in the halfway line, and they've done that. Good play there, though, by Glenn Taylor. He plays the ball out left hand side. Here's an opportunity now for Chandler. Matty Hughes, that if he connected it'd be a yellow card, but if he connected, that's a red card, lads. He threw himself absolutely dreadfully into Chandler, and it won't surprise me the referee might even think about a red card here, Paul, because that was a dreadful lunging challenge from distance.
I think it's a yellow, and he's going to save the red for a bit later.
You're the skipper, you've got to show lead by example, and he just threw himself. It was a good bit of movement from Chandler. He went past one. The ball wasn't slightly up. It wasn't overrun. There was no need for that.
It was a reckless and wild lunge, really. I think he could have actually won the ball without the lunge.
Well, I think he decided to actually.
But he just threw himself.
I think he just decided he was taking the man out regardless, and an opportunity here, shooting opportunity for the home team. 8 yards outside the penalty area. FC's wall back 2 yards into that area, and it's going to be a right footed shot, and well, FC United have to hold on, can't afford to go another goal down, and if it will be, it's again errors will not need the step up. Can they get the shot away? Well, it's high and wide over the bar and over and out of the ground. But that, I don't understand why a player would do that. We were talking about, talking to him last week as man of the match, or the last game he played as man of the match. He was showing cool calmness, and he just reverted back to type there, didn't he?
Yeah, old habits die hard. Back to his Stalybridge days there, wouldn't he?
Well, very much so. 1-0, if you just joined us, good afternoon, good evening, good morning, welcome FC Live. Another text coming, I'll read that in a second. Hello, radio crew, we're loud and clear in the overcast southern Spain. Big shout out, please, for Paul, the Midi Massive, for second lieutenant to get well soon. That's adios from Scarf, as FC United have to defend again. But there was a slip there, and Fagbola does well. And again, they've given the ball away. These are rudimentary mistakes from FC United. And it's Corbett, who, as a midfield player, well, he's in there from some crunching tackles, but he looks a little bit uncomfortable in there for my liking. As Linfield now chips the ball down the right-hand side for McCarthy to win. Well. He does well there, McCarthy. Holds the ball. Now he needs some support. He waits for Senior. Senior can aim the ball into the penalty. It's not a bad ball there. Greaves at the end of it. Oh, and it's great defending there from Curtis. He got across Greaves. Greaves looked like he just got in front of him. But a great defensive header from Curtis there. And it's a corner ball to FC United of Manchester. Good play there on the right-hand side there from McCarthy. Ball back to Senior, and a good ball in, Paul.
Yeah, I mean, we know what we're lacking today. We're lacking a biting midfielder, and we're obviously lacking a goal scorer, so we've got to make the best of what we've got.
Well, it's got to be Walker to take this corner ball. It's whipped in, it's a decent ball, goes across everybody. It's dealt with well by the home team, and there was a man who wins the ball really well. Ryan Hall plays the ball out left-hand side, and now Hall, well, he's carried on his own movements, and FC's goalkeeper have to come out and clear his lines, and he does that to the halfway line. Calls for a shot from Griffiths from distance, and he does duly oblige, but he doesn't get beyond an FC shirt, and it's now Glynn. Glynn plays a nice ball out right-hand side to McCarthy. Linfield's trying to get there with the overlap for him. He plays the ball out wide right-hand side. McCarthy, ball inside, and another good defensive clearance there from Curtis. Good football, good link-up play there from FC United of Manchester.
That was better, and it was on a counter-attack, which that looks like our best opportunity to catch them out. But I should also say Spennymoor look very good on the break as well, don't they?
They do indeed.
They come out of the back four very well.
They work hard and they've got the just results reward so far. 1-0 up they lead. Ryan Hall goal separates the two teams as this corner comes in from this near touch. That's a decent ball across. Oh, I thought Hughes looked like he'd been pulled back there, but the referee said no. And on the edge of the area is Kieran Glynn. He does well, plays it out left-hand side now to Walker again. Ball in, it's a decent ball towards the back post. Who's on the end of it? Well, it's headed away by a Spennymoor defender. And Glynn again then plays the ball to FC's number 10. And he couldn't control it. And they can clear the lines. And FC United were in one third, and now they're in their own third. And the ball, though, luckily for FC United, there's no one up for Spennymoor. And it allows FC's goalkeeper, young Allison, to clear his lines. Long clearance up there. Up goes McCarthy, wins the ball as well. And now Linfield. Linfield tries to ride a challenge. He does well there. Can he chip the ball into the penalty area? It's a low ball in, defended well and cleared. That ball had actually just got beyond one player as Irwin does win the ball, but he gives it away. And now I get the ball on the outside of the boot. And it'll go into FC's penalty area and it'll be gathered by Allison. But you can see every time that ball, it's a diagonal. They're all balls with purpose, aren't they? And it's putting FC under loads of pressure.
They're putting Tom Walker under the microscope, aren't they?
They certainly are, as the ball is near touchline. McCarthy needs to get back and chase. You can't just stop there, young man. You've got to run and work for 90 minutes. He does well this time, wins the ball back, then loses it and just stands there. Why is he just standing there? He's got to be back supporting a player there. That's just poor. As free kick conceded, the referee lets play continue, rightly so as well. It was Senior, the man, and now there's a ball on the left hand side. Allison thinks about coming out, the number one plays the ball inside. Fagball needs to clear his lines, he does just about, but they still have it with Andy Johnson. Can Johnson get the shot away? Chips towards the back post, headed away by Walker. Kieran Glynn controls it well, holds the ball well, and comes away with it and plays a nice ball up to McCarthy. And McCarthy again just doesn't get in front of his man. He's got to get his arse into the player and work him and really make the player know he's there, and he's doing neither. As Glynn now halfway line, this near touchline, looks for some support. Good movement there from Linfield. The ball played, it's a decent ball, and it's just slightly overplayed into the arms of the goalkeeper. McCarthy has to get into this game.
Sorry, Gainsborough, that was the game I was thinking of. He's not a target man.
He's a hold up man then. He's got to hold the ball, he's got to scrap, work the ball, get back and defend when needed. FC United need all help on deck here this afternoon. Again, good play by Ryan Hall. He plays it out wide right hand side, picked up by Ramshaw. Ramshaw plays the ball inside. FC United trying to close the ball down, but a lovely little touch there brings in the number four there, Matty Dixon. Dixon plays a diagonal ball again. It's defended well, this by Hughes. Chested down though by Chandler. Chandler plays it inside now to Matty Dixon. Dixon plays the ball through the middle again. There's a free man there. An opportunity to make it two. FC's defence absolutely static. They all looked at each other and decided no one was going to mark anybody. And Robert Ramshaw there, the number eight, said thank you very much. The ball in from Chandler to his chest. He looked around. He looked at the FC defence and he went, "Where are you?" And they went, "Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter."
He had the freedom of the penalty area to turn and pick his spot.
He had the freedom of the northeast.
You just can't defend like that. If you're going to play an offside, you've got to get an offside. Or if you're not going to play an offside, you've got to pick up men.
Well, the FC spirit will not die based on this game, but there's a referee having a word with Matty Hughes there. As FC find themselves two goals down now.
He's probably asking him when does he want his next yellow.
24 minutes. McCarthy loses the ball on the halfway line again. Ball played out right hand side now to Callum Griffiths. Griffiths plays the ball inside back towards James Curtis. Curtis, simple ball back to the goalkeeper. And then a long launch by Shane Bland. Up goes FC United's Fag Bowler. And again, two players going for the same ball and leaving the number 10. And if they'd missed that, basically he was free again. Good play though, the right hand side in the right back position by Senior. Irwin chips the ball forward, it's given away. Irwin needs to win the ball back and gets himself a free kick, I think.
It's our first free kick of the day.
But when you're under the cosh, you've got to do the basics right, haven't you, boys? You've got to support your other players. You've got to get into the players. You can't afford to give the ball away. And FC are just rudimentary giving the ball away far too many times.
When you do give it away, you've got to fight up to get it back. You can't just leave it to everybody else.
Well, they were so telling here when McCarthy just stood there and watched one of his own players lose the ball and then not chase back and help out. You've got to do that.
Good.
And here comes opportunity for FC United now. Should be a free kick. No, referee says no. It was good play, as you rightly say, by Glynn. And ball charged down there by Linfield, but it fell to the goalkeeper. And it remains 2-0. Well, the pace and prowess of Joel Logan, not here this afternoon, but a man of prowess on the ball now is Ryan Hall. Hall to the byline, chips the ball in towards the back post. He's got a player there scurrying across to try and win it. Andrew Johnson, and he picks it up now. 4-5 shirts in the penalty area. Skinned, Johnson skins one FC player. Across comes Steve Irwin, and it is a throw-in.
It looks like it could be a long afternoon, this, if we don't get on top of this.
I think you're very, very right there, Ben. As Chandler now looks for some support, flicks the ball forward. It's a lovely little ball, but Senior, well, he's been pushed in the back there for me. The referee should have been given a free kick, so I see, but indeed he's a throw-in. Rick from Leicester, difficulty in the last third means FC United. Well, I'll have to read that in a second, because this throw-in's going to take a bit quicker than I thought. Should be a foul throw. No, referee says play on. Ball whips in towards the back post. Against a man on the edge of the area. The number 8 again on the ball. Controls it well. But there, McCarthy doing what he should be doing. Defending well. Can't lose it there, though. But he does lose it. Walker comes back and helps him out. McCarthy can take over now. Have a think.
No, well, I think they call that a percentage ball, don't they?
Well, it is a percentage ball, and I don't blame him from that position, to be honest, because there was nothing else on. We've got Rick from Leicester says, difficulty in the last third means FC United must pass accurately and attacking midfield finish. This is nervous and disorganised. I would concur. We've had that one. We've had gloomy London. And we just await the dulcet tones of Helen Murphy.
Yes, I don't know where Helen is today.
I think she may well be in Leicester.
Yes.
Throwing taken. Ball with Senior. Plays it inside to Irwin. Irwin had a very quiet game. Chipped the ball into the penalty area. Chested down well there by McCarthy, but he couldn't do anything with the ball, and they can clear the lines. Now that's a good chest down by the number 9, Glenn Taylor.
But what we've got to do is get tighter on the outlets for these clearances, because they're being allowed to build up from the back. Playing it up to the midfield and turning. We've got to start cutting it out.
Good flick on there by Linfield. Greaves being pulled all over the place. Got to be a free kick, surely. And Greaves does get a free kick on the edge of the area, right hand side. And it will be an opportunity for FC United's centre halves to get in there, maybe make amends and get a goal back. 2-0 down, FC find themselves on only 27 minutes. And you can tell how it feels a lot longer than 27 minutes.
Two poor pieces of defending.
And it's going to be Walker. Well, Walker is in shooting distance there, isn't he, as well? There is a wall set. And that wall actually is just right on the edge of the penalty area, right-hand side. So a left-footed opportunity here. If he can whip it in with a bit of pace, and then maybe a rebound or two.
Those blue shirts should be piling into that.
But Walker steps up. He chips it towards the back post. It's Corbett tries to win the ball. Needs to win the second ball. He does really well there, Corbett. Plays it back to Glynn. Glynn now, one player around him. Oh, lovely touch and turn there by Glynn. He needs to get the ball to the air if he can. He has to play the ball back to Steve Irwin. Irwin very deep this afternoon. Everything he's done, back to the halfway line. Everyone for FC in the penalty area still. Ball chipped in the back post. Who's on the end of it? Fagbola wins the header.
Oh,
goal from Fagbola. Well, it was a ball played speculatively on the halfway line from Senior, because everyone had stayed up. And Fagbola, well, he found himself in a little bit of room, and he headed the ball back as if he was heading it back to his own goalkeeper, so to speak. And it's... the goalkeeper was in no-man's land, and it was exactly what we needed to do.
That was that moment of hesitation when the ball was played long into the box, where the centre-back didn't read it, he didn't pick up Fagbola, and the goalkeeper just kind of lost his bearings.
Well, slightly made amends there. We talked about that just a few moments ago, saying the defenders need to make amends for the poor defensive goals that we've conceded, and Fagbola as well, he's got one back, 2-1 here at... Brewery Fields. Okay, Rick. The sun has gone in now, so we can see everything. Some lovely Sirius Nimbus clouds out there. A lovely afternoon here in County Durham, the home of Spennymoor. A town with 20,000 people on the River Wear.
I've not forgiven them for George Courtney.
Aye, well. A team formed in 1931, under a different guise and different name, in fact. And a team who, for many a year, were under a different name, but now under the Spennymoor Town. They were a Spennymoor United at one stage as well, as Fagbola loses out. Ball played left-hand side, going to be an offside decision this time, and the assistant on this near touchline.
He took his time with it.
Well, he had to get himself into the right position to look good with his yellow flag. And
he wanted to make it look spectacular.
The worst thing is that we haven't been given the details of which flag they're having. So that was either the kitchen or pill.
Well, that's because they've heard about what happened at Marine.
Shh. What goes on this radio station stays on this
station. It was on air.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, he says.
But no one listens. 2-1 though, to Spennymoor Town FC here, as FC United of Manchester have a bit of a lifeline, but it's going to be a tough afternoon still as the ball played out to this right hand side. Callum Griffiths, loads of space. And for me, McCarthy, the team can see a lot of it's coming from this now down this right hand side. So what McCarthy's got to do is go, you know what, I've got to get back and I've got to start nullifying the number two. I've got to make sure he isn't being given free rein. I've got to get into him, work him, and make him feel like he's having to defend. And it's not at the moment, and Callum Griffiths is just banging balls on the right-hand side, together with Ryan Hall and Robert Ramshaw, doing tremendously well as Walker. Well, hearts in the mouth there, but Walker gets into the halfway line. Good movement by Kieran Glynn that needs a decent ball into him. Curtis comes across and he'll have to deal with it. And he's a no-nonsense defender. And that no-nonsense is a ball out to the halfway line. And good pressurising from Kieran Glynn, though.
Yeah, that's what they've got to do. They've got to make life difficult for him instead of just standing and watching.
Fagbola plays a ball. Awkward ball to Walker. And they've given the ball away again. And here come the home team with Anderson. Anderson on the left-hand side has Johnson. He plays instead to Chandler, who's bombed up on the left-hand side now. Chandler, a 1-2 now, indeed, with Andrew Johnson. Back inside now to Dixon. Dixon's going to float the ball towards the back post, I would have thought, but he got some near-post ball, and that was the wrong ball because he had two players on the back post waiting for it. And luckily for FC United of Manchester, it's into the arms of Allenson. And it's on the floor. It takes a couple of touches. See, what I would do... What do I know?
What do you know, Swamper? Go on.
I know we're getting beat 2-1. It's a bit cold. Lovely
the sun's gone in, though.
Lovely clouds in the sky. The sun's gone in. Good head on there by Linfield. And I'd like to see Steve Irwin in the game. He's just defend. He's not been...
You need to, though, in this midfield, don't you? And especially when there's only two midfielders instead of the ordinary three.
Well, that is the case, but I'd like to see a little bit more help and support the likes of McCarthy, who's now on the ball, actually deep. He's a simple ball in. What's he going to do? He plays a ball across field there, and Curtis will have to deal with it. It was a ball in hope more than in of quality, but it did put the pressure on this time. And they have another throw in, and we're having a little bit of joy in the last few minutes as Walker now on the ball from the throwing position to the feet or to the midriff of McCarthy. Should be. Glynn wants it. Glynn gets it. Glynn goes past one. Oh, goes past another. He glides past. He's wonderful football. Plays a nice ball into McCarthy. McCarthy, though.
You know the rest.
Yeah. Left-hand side now with the number 11, Andrew Johnson, over the halfway line. He goes back to Chandler. Chandler now dead on the halfway line again. Two men on this right-hand side looking for the ball. Not going to get it because FC United defending it better this time. And Corbett hits the ball. Now that's not a bad ball. McCarthy...
It was slightly behind him, to be fair.
Callum Griffiths is about to take the throw-in on this near touchline. Go and meet the player. Go and charge him down now, McCarthy. Throw-in to Spennymoor. 34 minutes gone.
Let me give you some scores 2-1. Elsewhere. It's now Boston are 2-0 up away at Alfreton, and Brackley are trailing 1-0 against Telford.
Far too easy being allowed to bring the ball out from the opposition, the home team. I mean, they've just two passes, no pressure from FC at all, and allowing Spennymoor to come out with it left hand side over the halfway line now with Andrew Johnson against Senior. pushed at the back, Senior there. He's been pushed and shoved there. And, well, they were looking for a free kick because Senior did eventually pull the shirt, but there was a free kick before that. So, well done, Mr. Hume. Well, we'll be with you live as exclusive again for the Boxing Day
Jamboree.
What are you taking, tents? Lord Baden-Powell going to be there? That's the ball played, given away by FC, and it allows the visitors to get us a great ball over the top, and it always finds and will find Ryan Hall. Ryan Hall against Walker. Down the right-hand side he goes, gets a shot away, but good pressurising there by Walker. The thing is, though, lads, I know that pass is going to happen all the time. I've seen it and seen it,
but
and
it's
seen
going,
it
it's going,
every time.
It's going to the side of the pitch where we've got a makeshift left-back, and it shows.
No, the point I'm making is we know that ball
is
coming. That's their, you know, signature ball, the diagonal all the time. Why on earth have we not noticed that and not doing something about it? As Walker now on the ball, as you say, makeshift left back, and you know he's a quality player. As Irwin now drives through the middle, needs to get a ball across to court to Glynn, but he lets take the ball himself. Back heel there from Irwin, doesn't quite come off. Good strong defender by Callum Griffiths, and they can clear the lines, and that's where we need to pressurise. But again, that diagonal ball, right hand side, there's a player there who runs down Glenn Taylor against Fag Bowler. Fagwell stands with him, can't afford to give a free kick away there. Just keep working, son. Well done. Throwing conceded, but that's better. But I mean, this is the thing. They've got to be able to nullify what's happening on the pitch. The simple.
We'd like to think that at half time there'll be some analysis of what's just happened.
Well, you would hope so.
It's got to change.
Board on the right hand side now, just towards the touchline, but intercepted well back there. McCarthy doing well, plays it to Kieran Glynn. Glynn in his own penalty area, looking for a shirt to find, and finds the chest of Tom Greaves. And well, Greaves, that was poor from Greavesy, to be honest. He should have been nearer the ball, but here's an opportunity. It's a man back post again. Here's an opportunity for them to make it three. Good play defensive Corbett. Play there by Corbett. He did throw himself into the third challenge, which he nearly did.
Come on, pulled out. Bring it.
And FC United now could come away with it. It's Walker. And he's shown too much of it, and they go from a defence to attack, and the ball whips across there. Oh, there's an opportunity, is it? No, it's luckily it was a missed kick clearance from Matty Hughes that fell comfortably into the arms of Alisson. But again, unforced errors there. He did really well initially by Glynn, played it into Walker does well, and then that extra touch, and it puts FC into danger. Linfield wins a header, across goes Tom Greaves, holds the ball well, plays it back to Senior has only one player he can support, and that is Linfield, and Linfield turns well, plays the ball back towards Senior, leaves it to Senior. In fact, Corbett's there waiting for it if he can find him, but he's a mazy run of his own, and too easily charged down. Corbett does well, wins the ball, plays it now to Walker needs to whip the ball into the penalty. That's a decent ball. Who's on the end of it? No one's meeting the ball. It's an offside decision anyway, and it allows the home team to just relax on the ball a bit.
Let me give you some other scores. Gainsborough 2-0 up against Darlington. So Boston and Gainsborough both winning. Harrogate are beating North Ferriby by 1-0. Kidderminster leading Uneaton by 1-0. Charlie are 2-0 up away at Moor Lane. Bradford Park Avenue 2-0 up against Southport. Leamington are beating Tamworth 1-0.
That's some good results in recent times, Leamington.
They have indeed.
That's Boston, Gainsborough and Leamington all winning.
Headed on again, FC United need to defend the ball. It's picked up by Fag Bowler, then it was Corbett, and then there was a very strange ball there by Walker, and miraculously FC United's Irwin did really well to actually get hold of that ball, win it, and now he has the second opportunity because they've given the ball away. Irwin now well over the halfway line, right hand side, plays the ball out to Linfield. Linfield's got two players to aim for in the area. One is Greaves, one is McCarthy, and he'll meet neither of them. It's a goal kick. 40 minutes. As the ball given away by McCarthy there. And during the pauses in play, I wonder if the radio team can give some advice on the best way to cook a turkey and answer the controversial question, bread sauce.
No.
Hold on.
Just no.
Bread sauce or no bread sauce?
No, just no.
Bread sauce is lovely.
Don't need the options.
Just say no.
Just say no to bread sauce. Zamo says, just say no to bread sauce.
It's addictive.
Bread sauce
anyway.
with a turkey.
Thanks, Woodso.
Woodzo says no, so it must be a yes. As FC have to defend now.
Jod.
Jod Afagbola is trying to hit the ball 50 yards back to a goalkeeper for some reason. Hits it at 40 yards in the air. And FC United trying to get themselves out of the mess they're actually creating for themselves. And Afagbola eventually plays it back. But that was a... You know when your mate who played school in the playground went wallop? It was one of them, wasn't it? It really was.
It was Peter Gate chasing his own clearance and heading it backwards.
Well, 2-1 to the home team. It's got a bit scrappy. But FC United can live with that if they can get in at half-time. As the ball played up. Half-decent ball. Attempt from Irwin. And the ball back at the halfway line, though, with Walker. Does well, Walker, there. Rides a challenge as well. And then that's a late challenge by the number 7. He might have a book in there, to be honest.
A bit naughty, wasn't it?
Ryan Hall, yeah. There was no need for him to do that. And he's in a bit of pain. I'm just taking my headset off so I can see what's happening.
It's just Steve Wood heckling people. What do you think is happening?
It's what always happens in these situations.
I should say apologies for the wind, if that's interrupting your listening pleasure this afternoon. It's windy. There's not much I can do about it, unfortunately.
And now we're going to deal with the...
Well, Walker's in a bit of a bad way here, isn't he?
Walker's still on the ground writhing in pain. And Ryan Hall is now going to be spoken to by the referee, and the card is coming out, I think.
It caught the back of his ankle, didn't it? And he was nowhere near the ball, so it should be a yellow card.
Kieran Glynn giving the assistant referee
some advice.
Advice, and rightly so, yeah. The referee's yellow carded. It was a bad challenge, really, a nasty. It was a naughty challenge from Ryan Hall, and the referee did it well. Has the referee got a tattoo on his neck?
Yes.
And a Mohican.
Yep.
He has, hasn't he?
Mm-hmm. Mr. Hume.
Wow, I wonder where he's from. You want to mess with him, are you?
A hard place.
Well, he's from Hume, isn't he?
Well, there he is. If he's from Hume, then fair enough.
Says everything.
And, well.
No, we like Hume. I love Hume.
I used to live in Hume.
And I used to work there at Salmon's Taxis. Remember Salmon's Taxis?
Yeah, I remember them well.
I used to work there.
That name just sprang out of the phone book.
They weren't like the Royston Vasey taxis, were they?
They certainly were.
No.
I've never seen the funniest scene in my life of an exploding hedgehog and then the aftermath. It was absolute genius. I can't see. I'm not surprised you've got a hedgehog in your eye.
Well, Walker's on the touchline off the pitch at the moment, perfecting a limp.
I like that. Well, we've got a free kick and it's going to be taken
by
Irwin.
Back on.
Ball chipped in towards the back post. Keeper thinks about coming for it and he gathers it. It was interesting that everyone went, "Keepers!" Including our players.
Yeah, it's like they all gave it.
Parting of the waves, and they went, "There you go." Shane Bland should have been challenged there, and no one challenged him at all. Poor again. You get them opportunities, you've got to take them. What a fancy clearance from the goalkeeper as well. And here's an opportunity, and here's the man who's just been booked in the number 7. Can he get a shot across?
Oh, he's gone in. Don't believe it.
Well, that's the howler from Allinson, I'm afraid.
Well, to dribble
through his fingers and over the line.
Ryan Hall there. Again, the ball came in. We've not learned the lessons. That diagonal ball to the right-hand side. He does well to stand against his man. He gets a tentative shot away, to be honest. And, well, Alisson, that's now taken out.
I think we've had 4 goals and 4 mistakes, you could say, this afternoon.
I think you're dead right. I mean, that was very, very poor. And it looks like FC United and Manchester are going to have... Oh, no, it's the board going up for half-time. I thought we're making a substitution there. But that was... Well, as you say, it's unforgivable, really, the way FC United actually have defended. It's been woeful.
They've not even had to work for the 3 goals, have they?
No.
Really. That's the annoying thing. If we've been outplayed and battered, fair enough. But we've just gifted them goals.
And here's another opportunity. The ball into the penalty area. And FC's skipper has to clear his lines. He does. He plays it to Walker. Walker plays it inside now to Irwin. Irwin up to McCarthy. You do not lose it there. Do not lose it there. He doesn't lose it there. Well done.
Somebody else does instead.
Oh, Corbett there. That was his signature challenge there. He decided against it, but Irwin can take over in their own half. FC United of Manchester need a bit of movement from FC United's front one. And Irwin's ball was poor. Are we having half-time with Woodzo?
Yes. Leamington are now 2-0 up, by the way, at Tamworth.
And we've got 2 added minutes.
I have to move from here, do I then?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks very much.
Well, you can go get us some coffees.
I'm not getting coffee at all. There's a free kick conceded by Afagbola on Glenn Taylor. Well, Walker's still not 100% comfortable with those. Won them boots in Willy Wonka's chocolate factory.
The gold. Solid gold.
That was strange. They tried to play a free kick into the box and nobody was ready for it, and we've got the ball suddenly.
Well, it was, and the referee did well, said, yeah, play on it. They've taken the free kick, and well, we've given it away, so they're back to where they first started.
No.
That's
to
poor
be honest,
refereeing.
He didn't touch him.
Unfortunately, every time a challenge is made that results in a foul, a yellow card is howled for.
And we'd say if it was a bad challenge, he didn't touch him. It's remarkable.
The referee he's just having a chat to him. I don't think he's going to. He's just stronger in the challenge.
In fact, he is getting a card out now. He's been persuaded.
Well, I think it was the fourth rolling around that did it.
I think the three Spennymoor players hounding him was part of it as well.
I just wonder why his ankle hurts as much as his head, because he's holding both.
Acupuncture kind of thing.
Well.
Maybe his head's going to be treated next.
We'll wait for the...
He looks like in severe pain now, doesn't he, as he strolls off.
Well, Mark Anderson there, he's part of the game, unfortunately, isn't it? Nowadays, you con the referee as much as you can, you know. And that was poor, I thought. It was just a strong challenge. There was nothing in it, really. And the referee saw it the other way. Free kick, it's 3-1. And the free kick towards the back post. Fagbola wins it. Kieran Glynn tries to win the first ball, loses out, can't afford to get himself booked. And the ball played out wide right hand side. A good ball as well from Mark Anderson, the player who has just been massively injured.
Half time.
And it's half time here at Brewery. Brewery. Where is it? Brewery what?
Fields.
Brewery Fields. And it's. 3-1 here, and it's our first half primarily of huge defensive, as Dennis Norden would say, cock-ups. It's been Christmas cock-ups from the start, and Ellen Murphy's just got in contact to say, I'm in Manchester, where is everyone?
Slight misjudgment of the dates.
I've got to say, we've got Rick. I'll talk to you for a little later on, but here at the moment, FC United are, well, a mountain to climb in the second half, although they are playing downhill, but they'll have to do a lot of defending, so they'll be playing uphill primarily, I would have thought, in the second half. But here at Brewery, so and so forth, it's 3-1, and we'll be back shortly. Here's Steve Wood after this commercial break.
FC UM Radio. FC
brought to you by constructivecoding.com.
At Constructive Coding, we specialise in creating software and solutions that assist you in increasing your revenues and simplifying your processes. We focus on providing complete end-to-end solutions, from back-end processing and databases to interactive websites, desktop application and mobile devices such as Android tablets and iOS devices. Our philosophy is to provide something different, and we have the team to create something different for you. We are passionate about solving problems and are committed to creating value. We have a proven record for innovation, which delivers solutions for our customers. To find out more about the type of services we offer and to contact us, please visit www.constructivecoding.com. Constructive Coding, proud official sponsors of FC Live.
Welcome back to FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. And it's currently here in the northeast, Spennymoor Town 3, FC United of Manchester 1, and we're joined at half-time here by Woodzo and Stato Paul. And,
I think this is the first game in the honeymoon period where we can actually probably criticise the management for the team selection today, because he's got it wrong.
Right, so team selection.
He's got it wrong.
We're missing two players, okay, which means that we've had to mix
and
match a bit.
But one of them we've missed most of the last few weeks, so I'm not concerned about that one.
True, but it does.
Yeah, it makes it affect the team, but what I'm saying is Scott Kay's not playing today. He's put Corbett in and gone for a 4-4-2.
Who else could we have put in there? Michael Jones.
Michael Jones should be in there.
Michael Jones.
Because we're going back to the old days of square peg, round hole scenario. Because the back three's been working well with the wing backs. We could have done like for like there.
Is there some form of thinking that basically says spending more are good in midfield? I mean, spending more are good everywhere, to be fair, but the good in midfield, we need a crunching Scotty Kay type player who does the challenges. Corbett's been putting the challenges in, but it's not stopped anything, has it? No, it's
not working at all. So I'd have made a change 20 minutes in personally.
Yeah,
but
Corbett doesn't look comfortable there, does he?
He's not actually playing badly, but it's not his position.
And the other thing is the holes are appearing behind him, especially when they play this diagonal.
Yeah, I mean, I've not gone onto the defence yet.
Spending more when
but you're right, Paul.
It'll be off in our pre-match chat earlier as well. On our pre-match chat earlier, we picked out Spending More as being one of their key attributes is that diagonal ball. They play it a lot. Mm. We've not dealt with it at all.
No.
And funnily enough, they're going to the makeshift fullback all the time to see what he's made of. And unfortunately, Hall seems to have him in his back pocket a lot of the time.
Yeah, I mean, I think the problem is with... Oh, Swampy's glasses have gone up. They weren't expensive. They're in 14 pieces now.
Come on, then. They're not anymore.
Paul's nearer to it than me. We'll get him. The problem is, both, if you want to call them fullbacks, are makeshift. Because Senior is okay at wing-back. He's not a fullback, unfortunately. As he's been playing, when he played the fullback, he's not been as good. And unfortunately,
so what we're dealing with then,
I'm just getting Swampy's glasses. Just bear with me, thank you. Good radio this.
If we played three at the back, would it matter how many diagonal balls they played? Because Corbett would have gone over and dealt with the ball.
Probably would have dealt with it. I think that would have made a difference. I just. Well, that's on the team sheet. I mean, we looked at the team before the game. Every time you try and work out how we're going to play, and I couldn't work it out. And I said, well, it's. Well, I think I said to Swampy or somebody over here, one of those back three is going to move. I mean, Hughes has played there for Stalybridge in the past, so maybe he might step in there. And it's been Corbett. I don't think Corbett's had a particularly bad game, but it's making do when we've got a player who can play that position. Sat on the bench.
The other thing it's frustrating. The other thing it's meant is that Irwin is not in the game.
Nowhere
at
near.
All.
He's been off it completely. It's only really been Kieran Glynn who's probably been a spark and he's done well.
But Kieran Glynn's only as good as his outlet ball.
Of course he is. And also the ball he gets as well. Yeah, absolutely.
The balls he's putting into the box are good, reverse passes and stuff. But unfortunately, McCarthy's not having the best of games.
No. I'll leave it at that. I'd sacrifice one. Him all infield's got to come off for Jones.
The thing is that McCarthy has a way of playing, right? Do we know what that way of playing is? Because he's not a target man. We saw that at Gainsbury. Holding up the ball is not his thing. Why are we playing the ball to his feet?
It's almost as if you've been listening to our conversation over here.
I can assure you.
I said he's got no. Obviously, we know he's not a pacey player, so that's not in his locker. He can't beat players, so that's not in his locker.
And Gainsbury
and he doesn't keep hold of the ball.
So what is his? How should we play? How should we play the ball for McCarthy?
He needs to be played in front of him, in a more wider position. Because a couple of times actually, in probably the first half of the half, he actually picked up a couple of good positions and put a couple of decentish balls either into Greaves where Greaves pulled it back behind everybody, and I think he got a crossing where
he got the ball to Greaves and then Greaves just put it behind, didn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There was one just after as well where both times we sort of played it sort of into his feet type of thing. Where he had a bit of space out wide down the middle. I pointed out, you know, in the first half there that we played a 4-4-2 without any width. It's a bizarre.
There's no left winger.
It's a sort of 4-4-2, but not a 4-4-2.
There's no left winger.
No, there's not.
It is bizarre because who is playing on the left?
Well, it's not the right winger. To be fair, there's just no.
Well, no, there's Linfield. I can see Linfield.
Well, Linfield pulled, at the time I said that, Linfield, ironically, was like,
what formation are we playing? Is it 4-3-3?
We sort of said it was like a 4-3.
It's more 4-2-4 at times.
There's a diamond, if you like. We're glint at the point of it with sort of three in front of him with nothing in the middle of the park. I don't know.
The thing is, unlike
Paul, have you worked it out?
I'll come to you now. Nowadays, I can think that the coaching staff have watched Spenny Moore a lot.
I've
gone to the training ground, worked on the shape that's going to be effective against Spenny Moore. It's not worked. What do we need to do for the second half?
What do we need to do? Right, okay. First thing is, stop giving the ball away in the first third of the pitch, which is hurting us really badly. And even the second third of the pitch, we're getting hurt because we've got to deal with the pace and the movement they've got. And that's difficult. But if you cut off things at source, so for instance, like we were saying, when they clear the ball from their penalty area, they're getting outlets. and we're not blocking them off. We're letting them build up the play from a long ball out.
Yeah.
We've got to stop it because it's too easy for them.
Yeah.
The diagonal that they're playing, obviously Walker on his own isn't sufficient to cut it out, so he's got to get a bit more support. If it means changing the shape, fine. I mean, I can understand the idea that we need a Scott Kay type figure in the midfield, but if there's massive holes at the back, it makes no difference, to be honest, what's in the midfield. Because they're just bypassing that.
The back, whether or not it's because it's a change of formation, what it's been recently, but the defending, I mean all three goals have been absolute shockers. I mean, you've got a poor back pass.
Oh, all three have been bad goals.
The fella's got the freedom of Durham, and then the goalkeeping, you know.
My question is, would it matter if we had Michael Jones in midfield
I think it would have
Glyn and with Irwin? The final pass could be the best pass ever, and it probably would be, but we ain't going to score currently with the forward line we've got.
But then we've got nobody else.
The goal we did score was again, talk about our goals we could see.
It's a long ball. Their keeper's caught nowhere, and it's just a floaty header that sort of floated. It was one of those almost apologetic goals where we just went, hey, that's going
to
win the game.
The question is, shouldn't we just revert back to the way we've been playing at Brackley and Harrogate and go with Linfield and Greaves up front and just hope for the best?
I would admit, yeah, I would put the formation back in. I would take off McCarthy, put Jones in, go back to the back three, two wing backs, and let's just see what the second half brings. I mean, at the end of the day, it might be damage limitation, though. Fine, that's just.
And we're also in that situation where if we do get our act together and we do score the fifth goal in the game, all of a sudden we're back in it.
Well, we said that before. I mean, it's our half-time man, so the next goal could well be crucial, because if we change and we get the next goal, it could change the complex of the game, you know, the context of the game. But.
Yeah, I mean, I thought the last 15 minutes or so, Spennymoor weren't as convincing.
We've actually.
But then, with 2 minutes to go before half time, we commit another howler.
Yeah, exactly.
And all of a sudden, 2-1 becomes 3-1, and it's another.
I mean, there's been a couple of decent passages of football. I've heard Swampy. I can hear Swampy say, you know, Kieran Lee, it's a good flick, and it's been. Whether or not. This is going to sound really, really ridiculous and schoolboy esque here. They seem like at times, like they're running uphill and they're sort of getting half up the hill and then sort of like running out of steam a little bit. So maybe going downhill might—I don't know. It does sound, you know what I mean. It just sounds at times it's been a bit slow and.
I believe.
Oh well, the pitch is going to turn round at half time.
No, we're
uphill again.
No, it's not back to the Alaman and Tracy
press
Island.
A button.
I believe that teams do score more goals going downhill than they score uphill.
Well, there you are.
At this stadium,
we'll win 5-3 then.
Thank you. What's any closing thoughts before you go?
It's cold, isn't it? Did you see the little almost Northern Lights-esque up in the sky? We thought it was gorgeous.
Probably the best part of the day.
Well, I didn't want to say that, Paul, but Swampy, your glasses felt blew off on the window behind you there.
Thank you, Woodso, for
joining
us. No
problem, thank you. Always a chore pleasure, whatever.
I did hear you. Your jingle is being sorted.
Oh,
me and Marv have been a bit busy this past week.
Oh, okay. You can continue being busy, don't worry about it.
What take that song were we going to use? What was it? I can't quite remember.
I can, I'm not going to tell you.
Yeah, that's it.
wasn't it Steps?
No, it was definitely that. He will say that.
It was a cover, wasn't it? It was a cover.
It won't take you long to do it. Right. There's a clue there.
Thank you.
There's a clue there.
Thank you. Thank you, Woodso, for joining us. Just to give you the half-time scores from elsewhere, Alfreton 0, Boston 2, Brackley 0, Telford 1, Curzon Ashton 0, Stockport County 1, Gainsborough 2, 10 men, Darlington 0, Harrogate 1, North Ferriby 0, Kidderminster 1, 9 men, Nuneaton 0, Salford 0, Chorley 2, Southport 0, Bradford Park Avenue 3, Spennymoor 3, FC United Master 1, but I don't know why I read that one out, Tamworth 0, Leamington 2, and York 1, Blyth Spartans 2. So Swampy's back.
So both sides at Broadhurst on Boxing Day are currently 2 goals down.
Exactly, yes, and hopefully we could take inspiration from the way Charlie played that first half. Now, Swamper.
Yes.
Going back to our conversation earlier, it was always going to be a difficult afternoon, but there are simple things we could do to give ourselves a chance in the second half, isn't there?
Yeah, you make sure you nullify their diagonal ball, and you defend resolutely and you work hard, and what you do is you put pressure on the opposition in order to make sure that they have to put perfect balls in. And we haven't done that, and it's resulted in us making dreadful defensive mistakes.
Do you agree with the thought that really Corbett should go back into defence, the formation should go back to 3-5-2, and Jones should be plonked in midfield just to give us an outlet?
Jones is coming on, there's no question about it. I'd also sacrifice at this moment in time Hughes.
you can't defender.
That's why you bring Baird on.
Yeah, that's why you're taking years off.
you bring Baird on. I'm just as the game he's on a yellow card, and you know, if he can keep his composure and professionalism, fine. But I wouldn't want another player getting sent off.
No. You put your arm round his shoulder now and say, "There's another yellow card coming, so we're going to sacrifice you now for that."
But no, I mean, it's been an interesting one. I mean, why we didn't start with Jones in the midfield and brought Corbett in there, I'm not quite sure. To be honest, the second half it can go a number of ways, and
3-3 or 5-1.
Just to give you some bits of housekeeping, tonight at 8 o'clock we've got a Supporters Direct Weekly, which features the Dons Trust, all about Wimbledon moving back to Plough Lane. So that's at 8 o'clock this evening. I'd love to get it on Audio Boom, but we've got a problem with the Supporters Direct account at the moment. So it's on tonight at 8 o'clock. Also, fcumradio.co.uk/donate. Show a love when you care this Christmas by donating money to FCUM Radio. That would be much appreciated.
I've just had a thought.
What's your thought?
Well, you say it can go one of several ways. Look at the sky. Have you ever seen Flash Gordon? Dr. Zarkov was predicting, yes, like, you know, imminent world destruction. Well, that is a Flash Gordon-esque end of the world sky.
It?
Oh, it's gorgeous, but that is suggesting doom.
Listen, I can take the defeat. I don't have to have the end of the world postpone the game or abandon it. I mean, what would that look like on Soccer Saturday?
Not the end of the world.
AA apocalypse. There you go, sorted.
It's well, the teams are making their way back out. It looks like, for all intents and purposes, at this moment inside, the one player I've seen not come back out is Walker. And obviously he got a bit of a...
Well, Corbett's going to left back.
Well, he's just stood there at the moment. Don't just because he's stood similar. He's in the centre half position, isn't he?
No, he's going left back.
We will see.
That's my prediction.
Oh, that was your prediction, was it? Oh,
you're listening.
You were watching him going over there, so you went, "Hey, guess what I reckon's going to happen?"
Have a listen on Christmas Day, by the way. Gladys Barnes got Gough Moths and Manx Christmas special. That's at 2 o'clock on Christmas Day.
What's on at 3 o'clock?
It's an hour and a half. So,
excellent.
Yeah, so there you go. Better than some other TV that day. FC Live brought to you by constructivecoding.com, the Armchair Army. Second half, here's Swampy and Paul.
Well, thank you very much,
Ben. Mike Jones is just about to join the game.
He is indeed, and so it's Walker, the player who has gone off. He was injured anyway, so Corbett back into the left-back position, Fagbola, Hughes and Senior, the back four, and it's Glynn, Irwin, Jones and McCarthy. Linfield and McCarthy and Greaves. And the home team, no changes at all. And on this cold afternoon here in the northeast, County Durham to be precise.
County Durham.
Only a stone's throw from Bishop Auckland. On the other side is the ex constituents of Tony Blair. As the game is underway, and there's a throw in on the far left hand side for FC United of Manchester. And Corbett stealing a fair few yards there. And the referee didn't allow him to do so. Referee actually limbering up as well. He's putting a little bit cold. It is a chilly afternoon here in the northeast. And FC United, well, we thought, you know, it's going to be a difficult encounter. We didn't anticipate three dreadful defensive mistakes to really help a team that don't need any help at all. But 3-1 it is. And the ball on the halfway line now with Chris Chandler. He moves over the halfway line, plays the ball up. It's intercepted well by Jones, and Jones' ball up towards Greaves. I might like to try and get a couple of players tighter towards Greavesy, if at all possible. Throw-in's taken quickly though by Linfield on this near touchline. Ball hit high, long through the middle. It's a ball towards McCarthy, controls it well. Can he get the shot away? He turns his back to goal, looks up, chips it towards the back post, and finds an opposition shot. First time shot comes in there from Kieran Glynn. He hit it beautifully, but unfortunately it was well wide. But McCarthy there, give him his due. He brought the ball down well. Took it out wide right, and his first instinct should have really been made to chip the ball straight in, but he checked back, and when he did eventually put the ball in, it was met by
the boot of an opposition player, and it's out for a goal kick after a shot, speculative shot from Kieran Glynn. And
Glynn doesn't often shoot from distance, does he?
Not really, no. I think he saw it set up nicely, didn't he, as the goal kick taken. Hughes, does he win the header? Yes, he does. It's a throw into the team in black and white stripes. Spennymoor Town. Well, it's not there. It's all the way back here. Come on. No. They've taken it from a position it shouldn't have been in. Ball headed, though. Bit of head tennis. It's brought down by Chandler. Flicks the ball forward. Good control there by the number 9. Plays a lovely ball. Linders Taylor. And he gets the receiving ball as well. Now Taylor to the byline. It's against the senior. Ball chipped in. It's a decent ball cleared, though, by Fagbola. And it's the kind of ground where it's actually, when you clear your lines, the ball ordinarily is in the surrounding roads.
Yes.
And it's a very tight, compact ground. Houses all the way around it. No parking facilities. All coaches parked on the main road. As Chandler with this throw in, about 10 yards from the FC United line, is Chandler now back on the ball. He chips it. It's a good ball towards the back post, is it? It's overhit, and luckily it's out for a goal kick. But again, afforded far too much room to be able to put that ball in. There was no one pressuring from the FC perspective, but it is a goal kick as the wind swirling around us here at Brewery Lane. Halfway line. Glynn wins the first header, flicks it across right hand side now to Linfield. Linfield looks up, plays it inside to Jones. Jones, well, the ball came onto him very quickly, tried to bring in Tom Greaves, and he won the first ball, Greaves, but two players around him, and FC had the ball, give the ball away, have the ball back with Jones. And Jones straight away, he just knew to play that ball instinctively, left hand side. Corbett was there. Corbett plays a nice ball to the penalty area, but unfortunately McCarthy can't get in the end of it. But that was a bit of quality there from Jones, Paul.
That's the difference between having a makeshift player in the midfield and a genuine midfielder who's got a bit of vision.
Well, a miscontrol there initially by Corbett, but he wins the ball back at the left back position. Corbett plays it inside now to Jones. Jones has a look, plays the ball out wide right, decent ball with purpose against to Linfield. Linfield cuts inside back to Jones. Jones' first ball is a lovely sweeping ball from the left hand side. Is it going to be kept in play by McCarthy? Yes, it is. He holds the ball well, plays it to Corbett. Corbett plays it now to Irwin. Irwin a 1-2 there with Linfield. Back to McCarthy. McCarthy shoots from distance, and FC get a corner. There was a slight deflection. There was no trouble for the goalkeeper, in all fairness. It was a under-hit shot, but it was deflected away for a corner ball, which Linfield will go across and take. Two left up for the home team. But now only one, because Irwin comes to collect it. Now can he get a ball into the penalty? It's a decent ball, comes across everybody else, and it's a goal kick. It is indeed. FC looking for more than a goal kick there, looking for a corner, but not getting it, and it's going to be a goal kick eventually taken as Shane Bland goes across to collect the ball. Interesting, a lime green kit with what, like turquoisey socks. Yeah, they're not green, are they? They've got a funny colour in the wash.
They couldn't have a matching set by the look of it.
That's a goal kick taken. Ball won there by Taylor. He flicks it on. It's an opportunity now, but it's an offside decision against Mark Anderson. But a lovely little flick on again by Glenn Taylor. And it's because no one's getting on top of them, getting into them.
No, they're allowing him to get to the ball first and do what he wants, really. And that's dangerous.
It certainly is. Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, and welcome wherever you are around the world. It's FC Live, as always, brought to you by ConstructiveCorner.com, the Armchair Army, our brothers and sisters from around the world, revolutionary groups, and we wish you all a very happy festive time of the year. Down right-hand side, good ball by Glenn Taylor again. And this time, two crunching tackles. Is it going to be a corner ball? And yes, it is indeed. It was back defending well. There was Steve Irwin. His defensive duties haven't let him down this afternoon, but unfortunately it's not allowed him to express himself, has it?
No, we've been lacking in certain departments this afternoon.
Well, the red sky making way for a darker cloud covering here at Brewery Fields as the ball chips in. Who's going to get at the end of it? It's headed away by Fagbola. Kieran Glynn charges down to try and win it, but it'll be not his ball. And does well there, does Chandler. Christopher Chandler, he goes by here. FC United, he was always Chris Chandler to us, but Christopher Chandler at Spennymoor. And see, when he played at FC last season, I said on many occasions, if FC played at his pace, FC would be a force. And he's gone to a club that play at his pace.
He looks bigger in black and white stripes.
Most people do, don't they? Especially Penguins. As the ball played wide right-hand side now, it's Griffiths. Griffiths has a man inside, but he plays it to the penalty area. There's a 1-2. This is great football. This should be 4. Oh, it's a great goal. It really is. I mean, there's a static defence, don't get me wrong, but that was wonderful football. And a step over there, a 1-2, and then launch, bottom corner. Nothing FC's goalkeeper could do. It's 4-1 to Spennymoor. And that's the kind of football that me and Ben and others have been accustomed to seeing for the last few seasons. And Spennymoor, when they are on form, that is just a typical goal from them, Paul.
That's the first goal of the afternoon that really we can't fault anybody for. It was great give and go, wasn't it? And once he got into the box in the right position, his shot was true. And I can't blame Allison for that one.
He certainly can't. It was a good all-round play. And I think, did anybody get the actual goal scorer? Because I'm not sure whether it was Mark Anderson that had the final touch or indeed...
I think it's Taylor.
Was it Glenn Taylor?
Oh, hang on.
Well, Ramshaw.
I thought it was Robert Ramshaw, personally.
Taylor's
got it.
Oh, well, there we go.
Thank you.
So, Glenn Taylor, but a lovely, well-worked goal there as Corbett now plays the ball forward. Is in the final third. It's with FC United Manchester's Glynn. Glynn plays the ball inside to Jones. Jones, nice little touch. He gives himself room. Plays a lovely ball out wide, right-hand side to Senior. Senior flicks the ball to the penalty. It's a decent ball. It needs to be dealt with by FC United Manchester, but they have to backtrack, and it's Jones. Jones plays it to McCarthy. McCarthy down the left-hand side now. He needs to win that second ball. Doesn't, but they get him a throw-in. Is there any way back in this game, boys?
No.
Probably not now. Respectability to be played for, though.
Irwin flicks the ball to the penalty area. Who gets on the end of it? Second ball needs to be won by a blue shirt on this occasion. It's out onto the halfway line. Picked up by Senior, though. Senior has plenty of blue shirts in the area to aim for. And... when he picks out a black and white one, and then the header is back to the area where he was, so therefore put under pressure. And again, good charging down by the number 9, Glenn Taylor. Didn't give up Taylor there at all. That's what you want for your own centre forwards, isn't it? That's what you want people working.
Well, he wanted it more, didn't he?
Glenn does really well, loses out though, and it's spending more the ball halfway line, run out of place there, out of room there, and FC can take it back with Irwin plays it right-hand side now to Linfield. Linfield's got one player to aim for, and that is FC United's manager. And it was a poor ball, but they've given the ball back. Senior plays a nice ball in there. Glynn can't get in the end of it, unfortunately. It was just to the right-hand side of him. And from defence to attack, it's that diagonal again. It's that man again, the number 7 on it, Ryan Hall. But he runs out of pitch, luckily, and it remains 4-1. Ball thrown back to the goalkeeper. Being charged down there by Taylor. Good football from FC United. They can clear the lines. And a lovely ball there from Jones again. Over the halfway line, right hand side now with Irwin. Irwin plays it inside now for Kieran Glynn. Two players around him. Bit of a kick in him, but he wins the ball back. Still has it to Linfield. Linfield does well to the byline. He goes. Chips the ball towards the back post. Is it slightly overhit? Well, can he be kept in play by FC United and Manchester's McCarthy? Well, has to be dealt with first as Ryan Hall's back defending. And it's going to be a goal kick. We've got another couple of texts in. I'll read them out when we have this goal kick. If my phone is up to the standards. Right, OK. Right, we've got... sadly, I can't make the Boxing Day Salford game, so I'll have to bring your chocolate delights to the New Year's game. All the very best for Christmas to the radio team. Cheers. That's from Chocolate John. Thank you, Chocolate John. And... we wish you all the very, very best. And it remains 4-1 here. FC United, really, I've got no answers for this Spennymoor team. Many a teams will come here and they'll find themselves under the cosh. But what you can't afford to do is give goals away. And FC United have done that, well, with aplomb this afternoon. As they've given the ball away again. Jones this time, the culprit. But they've won the ball back with McCarthy. Does well there, McCarthy. Head up in Eads. Runs into danger. Ball lost. And
here we go.
Again, diagonal ball again. The number 11 on the end of it is Andrew Johnson. And this will be 5. Plays a ball across. And, well, a last-ditch defending from FC United of Manchester. Johnson very unselfishly there. I thought he was going to drill it.
And there's the counter.
And FC's counter now. And it's an opportunity, but the ball straight into the arms of the goalkeeper.
How can you put your flag up that late? Ridiculous.
Well, just wanted to be in the game.
It's from one end to the other. But, again, you know, it just shows the quality. We talk about Roy Sewell has always been an advocate of that diagonal ball, playing with purpose and quality. Play it into the area if you need to relieve, you know, alleviate some pressure. But when you can play it with quality, it causes nothing but problems. And that's what they've done all afternoon. There's a long chase on there for Tom Greaves. Not going to get on the end of it. Goalkeeper takes a couple of touches and eventually picks it up. 4-1 here at Spennymoor FC, trail by. And, well, it's a poor afternoon against a very, very good team. As FC United get themselves a throw-in on this near touchline. Senior to take at 4-1. I think I might be having a look at maybe a couple of the players on the bench, given the opportunity to come into it. You know, you're nothing to lose at 4-1 down. As Linfield plays it back to Senior. Senior's ball's inside to Jones. Jones being hustled by two, but plays a lovely ball diagonal left hand side now for Corbett. Corbett in the wing back position to the penalty area. Can he get the ball across field? Yes, he can. It's a great ball and a goal by McCarthy. A header. That was lovely football. All set up on this near touchline. A throwing from Senior. Senior played it into Jones. Jones' ball. Well, it opened the defence with a great ball down the left hand side. A penetration run from Corbett. Corbett put the ball in and on a sixpence. McCarthy could not fail to miss, and he didn't. And he headed his what? First goal of the season?
No. I think it's his second league goal. But he's played a lot of games.
Well, it was a good header, it was a great ball in. And FC United, well, 4-2. And those two goals that we've just seen, both showing the quality that both teams possess. Two good goals of quality. I mean, you would be able to analyse it.
I have to say, Mike Jones has made a hell of a difference.
He has. It's McCarthy now, charging down the left-hand side. Loses out this time. Well, Jones, as you say, what he's doing, he's putting balls in with purpose, isn't he? He's opening space and making sure that you can actually, as a great ball into the penalty area again, FC United's goalkeeper has to come out, and he comes out and
roll
gathers
it, quickly,
as well.
Quickly roll it.
I think it does suggest that maybe the team selection wasn't quite right at the start of the game.
Well, it's an interesting one, isn't it? I'm sure Ben will have a chat on the coach to the manager rather than in this sub-zero
temperatures
as they come again. Over the halfway line with Robert Ramshaw. Plays the ball out wide right-hand side to Callum Griffiths. Griffiths now back to Ramshaw. Ball chipped down the right-hand side again. This should be FC's goalkeeper as he comes out, throws himself and wins the ball. And I think what he's going to have to do, really, I mean, you can see the ball's coming in. He's going to be another 5 yards off his line, as far as I'm concerned, Alisson, to actually nullify these balls coming in. He can be the, sort of, the last defender, but playing a higher line as Curtis wins ahead on the halfway line. And a strong, fair challenge there by Mark Anderson as the ball right-hand side. And Anderson now on the second ball. Can he get past Fagbola? He's looking for some support. He finds it, and a lovely sweeping ball across to Chandler. Chandler plays a nice ball out left-hand side again for Andy Johnson. Johnson now to the byline. He goes again. Has he shown too much of it? Yes, he has.
I think the ball went
and
out.
Then the assistant on the far side saw that. And, well, it's an open game.
Yeah, it's not without interest, this game. There's action at both ends. Six goals already, we're just on the hour mark.
A learning curve for FC United of Manchester's Tom Greaves. And, well, if FC can get... I think it's one of those games, and I was talking to a couple of lads at... I mean, different division, I know, but talking to the lads at Ramsbottom, and they said they played South Shields. He said even though we got back into the game, it was as if every time we got back into the game, they could just up two or three gears and score. And you see that in this Spennymoor team, really, don't you? There's goals galore all over the pitch for them. But as it's 4-2 at this moment in time, and FC do get another one, it could, you know, send the jitters around this lovely old ground here. As Irwin on the ball now plays it out to this near touchline for Linfield. Linfield has to play the ball back to Senior. Senior looks up and hits a diagonal ball. And if the bounce favours Corbett, which it just about did, it nearly sets off a scene on attack, and then a lovely sweeping ball with the outside of the right boot there by the number two, Callum Griffiths. And FC get them, the home team get themselves a throw in on the far side of the ground.
You alright, mate?
Can we do an Arsenal? I hope not. Well, that was a 3-0, wasn't it, as the ball played in. FC United's a senior, can't afford to lose. He does well there, Senior, under pressure. plays it to Jones. Jones to Fagbowler. Fagbowler now back to Seedy. Seedy in centre half. Brawl at this moment in time. Hits the ball through the middle. Up goes Greaves. A good head on by Greaves, but unfortunately, it's the Greaves of old, really, where he's got no one to help, no one to work with him, so his header is ineffectual because it's basically back straight into the penalty area for the goalkeeper to pick up. 4-2 to Spennymoor. And an offside decision, referee. Let's play continue because the ball falls favourably to for FC United of Manchester. Irwin comes deep and collects it. And FC United losing a bit of width now, which is a lot better than in the first half. And McCarthy, can he keep the ball in play far side of the ground? No, he can't. It's out for a throw-in. And but good goal from him. Good header. I mean, it was a great ball in from Corbett. I mean, Corbett was charging on the left-hand side, wasn't he? Like, you know, a top-quality wing-back. And he put the ball in. It was on the six-yard area, and he just had to head it. And there you go. That's what you want your centre-forwards to be doing, scoring goals.
Alfreton are now back in their game. It's 2-2 against Boston.
Well, if FC can get another one, they might be back in this game as Hughes has to defend. Plays it all the way back to his goalkeeper. Allison takes a touch and clears his lines, halfway line. Up goes Linfield, doesn't win that one. But a second ball, a player behind, waiting for it, and a loose pass there by the skipper. And it's a throw into FC United of Manchester on this near touch line. Chested down by Irwin. Plays it to Senior. Senior hears a call of his goalkeeper, and Allison comes to his rescue, but he plays it back to him perhaps when he should have just thought about playing the ball straight up. A left footed long clearance though by FC United's Senior. Touched by Irwin, ball the outside of the bit. Oh, that was nearly a great ball, but intercepted well there by Curtis. Senior comes all the way back and plays it to Allison. Oh, Allison's ball's chipped the outside of his boot, and I don't think he meant that, to be honest. It's a throw into the home team on this near touchline, 20 yards back in their own half, and Chandler goes across to gather the ball. The sign, T. Greaves Centurion, a new flag from the FC faithful. He's made,
he doesn't look that old, does he?
They'll there's a little bit of hustling and bustling going on between Glenn Taylor and FC United of Manchester's Linfield. He's always there or thereabouts, isn't he, Linny? Referee having a quick chat to them.
Salford City are now 3-0 down.
Well, waiting for this throw to be taken. It's won by FC. Here's McCarthy now. McCarthy, good strong challenge on him, and the referee says it's a free kick though, and that's good for FC United of Manchester's shooting distance here. And it's either shooting distance or the ball chips in. If I was young Jones, I'd be saying I'll have this, and I'd be having a dig from there with the wind behind, and then pick up the pieces. Well, Salford City, as you say, 3-0 down at Chorley at home as well, aren't they?
Yeah, they're at home today, I think.
Of course, because they're at our place, aren't they? Anyway, it's Linfield and Irwin, 35 yards out, shall we say. Plenty of blue shirts in the penalty area. FC about to make another substitution. Ball comes in, it doesn't beat the first man, and it's cleared, but Irwin's back on it, plays the ball inside. It's a woeful ball by Irwin. It's picked up by Chandler. Chandler plays that crossfield ball again, and there it is, the number 7, Ryan Hall versus Senior. FC's keeper comes out. Can he go past him as well? He goes past him. He's going very wide. Can he get the shot away? Yes, he can, but it's wide of the post.
Got reprimanded.
two players trying to nullify Ryan Hall.
Boy, that's a terrible.
Well, it wasn't a very poor ball by Lloyd Allison, but FC United's Kieran Glynn was there to the rescue, but then he lost it, then he wins it back, and then a strong challenge and a fair one and throw into FC United on the halfway line. And it's going to be another substitution for FC. And, Tom Greaves goes across to find out who's the man coming off.
Might be himself.
the ball diagonally switched now. Curtis should win it, but it's not, because it's Tom Greaves who does it. First time shot comes in from Greaves. It's first shot of any note in the game this afternoon. It results in a goal kick, but he just made a use of himself against Curtis there, and unfortunately he couldn't get it on target, but it remains 4-1 here for Spennymoor. They must be nice and warm in there. 4-2, sorry, 4-2, I do apologise, 4-2.
It's hard to keep up.
It is.
Pushing this bloody cold.
You should be used to the cold in the northeast, Ben.
Fag bowler wins a header. Heads it high. Up goes Curtis to win it again. Has to head the ball awkwardly across the Linfield. Comes across to try and nullify the clearance from Chantley. But eventually the ball stabbed forward and Linfield trying to win it. It'll be a throw-in, is it? Yes, it's got out of play. No, it stayed in play all the way. And then FC United Manchester's skipper nearly causes commotion in the back four. But there's a player offside, so the ball is now from one end to the other end. And the edge of the area again, picked up by Jones. Jones had a really good passage of about 8 minutes, didn't he? And he's not got enough of the ball since. He's had the ball now. But FC have lost it, then they won it, then they've lost it again, and it's cleared. And who's got to get to the end of that? It's, well, the number 10, he forgot to take the ball with him, Mark Anderson.
Mike Jones.
And now here comes Jones. Jones from distance, good shot, good effort there. Ooh. Awkward for the goalkeeper, and he had to paddle it down right on his touchline. And that's why I thought from the earlier opportunity for that free kick, Jones is your man. You know, he's got a true shot on him, and he keeps the ball straight. But it's still 4-2. We've had 67 minutes of this second half gone. And Hughes clears his lines only as far as Callum Griffiths. Griffiths plays a ball inside to the number 8, Ramshaw. Ramshaw to Griffiths. Lovely ball inside now for Anderson. Anderson though loses out, and here come FC United again now with McCarthy deep. Well, what we've asked of McCarthy that in the second half was to get back and work a little bit harder, and we've seen that from him. So we can't fault his work rate. There's a ball over the top there, looking for an offside decision, and it was never coming, to be honest, as the ball enters nearly our little dugout. And the substitution for FC United Manchester, and coming off, Glenn, is Kieran Glynn. That's an interesting one. Maybe an injury to Glynn, I'm not quite sure. Well, Glynn is the man to make way.
Spenny Moore going to make a change as well.
And it's... Is it Samuel Tatum that's come on?
I think it is.
It is. It's in the debutant, then Samuel Tatum, I think that.
And Hall's gone off for Spenny Moore.
Thankfully.
And it looks like we're reverting to 3-5-2.
A 3-5-2?
Yeah.
We've got five at the back at the moment. Well, Irwin loses out. Lovely back flick there from the number 9 and the crossfield ball again. And good defending there from the skipper of FC United. Manchester got the right side of his the player, David Foley. I mean, Foley's a quality player as well. What a good player to bring on. Up on the halfway line, two players converge upon the ball. FC win it. It's with senior down the byline. Shows a little bit too much of it, and they clear the lines. But it's a throw into FC United of Manchester. And it is, in fact, the debutant for FC United Manchester, number 16, Samuel Tatum. Is it Tatum or Tatum, would you reckon? I know it's Taters.
Tatum.
Ball chips in towards the penalty area. Greaves could get to the end of it. No, he can't. Ball cleared high over the halfway line. Hughes lets it bounce and then clears his lines and a high clearance. That cloud has just stayed looming above us, hasn't it? There's McCarthy again on the ball. Plays a nice ball inside to Jones. Jones will switch the play. Lovely ball sweeping left-hand side. Now for Tatum. Tatum on the ball. Cuts inside. Can you get a shot away? Shown a bit too much, as it? First time shot comes in from Jones. It ricochets off a Spenny Moore player. And, now at least much, much better from McCarthy this second half. Really got the bit between his teeth to a degree, and actually showing putting a shift in, and that's what we wanted from him. Still 4-2 though, and the ball falls kindly for the goalkeeper Shane Bland. Your overall thoughts, Paul?
I think we're improved in the second half because it's square pegs and square holes. We've got a genuine midfielder in the right place. Corbett's happier where he is. McCarthy's playing a bit deeper. He's getting more into the game.
Well, it's Hughes on the ball, long, and it's evades the number 3, and it falls for Greaves. Greaves balls inside the area. It's a great ball. It was a tremendous ball, in fairness, and McCarthy was just on the wrong side of it, unfortunately, because that would have been another tapping, and it was an excellent ball in. And they go from one end to another, and FCO will have the ball back though with Tatum. Tatum plays a ball in, good strong header there though by the skipper Mason. Halfway line picked up by Jones, and Jones' ball again. It's exactly what they've been doing to us. He's doing to them now. He plays it inside to Cedia. Cedia's crossing the ball. It's an opportunity now. Should be a shot. Should be a goal. Here it is. A goal at the near post. Near post even. Where it's a simple game when you play the ball in, and the goalkeeper there should have done far, far better. But it was that man, Linfield, as the ball was whipped in. He got to the right-hand side and he drilled it. And it was very, very similar to the mistake that Alisson made.
Third goal, yeah.
And,
but again, it was the vision of Jones that played the ball out. First time into the space, wasn't it, that made it, really.
Who did the reverse pass then? Was it Senior?
Senior. Yeah. The reverse pass was wonderful. Halfway line. Here comes the home team again. Picked up now by Ramshaw. Ramshaw plays the ball out wide right. FC United just hold on for a few more minutes and then get a fourth, get an equaliser. That'll be even better. But they have to concede a corner first of all. Well, it's Spennymoor 4, FC United Manchester 3.
Certainly a bit of fight in the side this half. 3-1 down at half time. At least they've narrowed the gap to 4-3.
Well, what you've seen is you've seen players that actually should be putting a shift in from the very beginning of the game, wait until the second half to do so, and we look a much better team. The ball comes across, it's headed over. There's another corner, is it? Yes, the referee says it comes off a blue shirt. I think Frank Bowler got the last final touch on it. But Jones has been absolutely superb. But we know the quality of the player, don't we? We know the quality of the player.
He's been missing the last couple of weeks, and he's been dropped to the substitutes bench. And
yeah, he was out of favour for a bit, but now he's come on the pitch at half time.
Taking his opportunity.
Well, he's starting against Salford, yeah. No question about it for me. The ball comes across, FC United will deal with it again, and it's flicked across there. Should be a throw into FC United of Manchester. No, the referee's given a throw into Spennymoor. Now it's in line with the 18 yard area. Curtis and a couple of other Spennymoor players, they make their way back to the halfway line. And Chandler, because he's got a long throw, comes from the left back position, which at the time he was actually on the halfway line to take this throw in. And taken quickly, picked up by Dixon. Dixon's going to whip it in. It's a near post ball, but it's dealt with by FC United of Manchester. And McCarthy this time. Come on, can he get the ball back? Well, he's conceded a free kick. And another substitution for the home team. And it's going to be Mark Anderson coming off. And coming on, it's going to be Shane Henry. Well, it's going to be a free kick for the home team once the substitution has been made, and it's going to be Chandler who's going to whip this ball in. Curtis is up there, so's Matty Dixon. Now the big players that they're aiming for, they've got the number 9 up there as well, Glenn Taylor. So looking to try and just kill this game with one final goal.
But, what the hope.
We've got 75 minutes gone, so it's 15 minutes for FC United to get back into this, i.e. to get an equalising goal. It's a It was all doom and gloom, but a couple of decent goals from FC, and not far behind now as this ball whips into the penalty area. FC's keeper thinks about coming for it. It's an awkward header by Hughes. The ball whips up in the wind, and Foley then plays the ball wide right-hand side, picked up by Dixon. Dixon plays the ball to the penalty area, headed away by FC United of Manchester. Jones, ball with the outside of his boot, is sublime. And here comes FC United's Tatum. Tatum over the halfway line, two players around him. Well, he gets himself a throw-in. Well done to the youngster, 21 years of age, making his debut for FC United this afternoon. Bit of urgency, bit of pace about him.
This is very much game on now.
It certainly is.
But don't get too excited, because it's too cold for that.
Only when the fifth goes in.
Well, we'll wait for this throw-in to be taken from FC. It's Linfield, back to goal, plays it to Tatton, ball played into the penalty, it's a decent one. Greaves leads the ball, there's an opportunity, equaliser! The back post. Well, Greaves must have heard the call, because there was McCarthy at the back post, and FC United find themselves on level terms here at Spennymoor.
Well, we know the games over the festive period are dramatic, but 8 goals shared at the Brewery Field is quite incredible.
Well, that was all about the ball. I think it was Tatum who put it in. He whips it in. Greaves, I'm sure, must have heard a call. He let it go past him, and at the back post, well, McCarthy bangs it in to make it 4-4. And McCarthy's a transformed player. A first half of basically, tell you what, pack your bags, don't come back, because you've not been worth your money today. Second half, work rate, tenacity, panache, two goals, two good finishes, and FC United, well, Spennymoor won't believe what's happened to them in this second half. Coasting the game.
Twice they've lost a two-goal lead.
Can we now take an advantage? Can we take it to make it 5-4? That is the question. There's still 14 minutes to play.
Yes, yeah, bags of time for another goal, yeah, at least.
Well, they've given the ball away. Jones plays the ball down the left-hand side. McCarthy's not going to get on the end of that, unfortunately.
If he's not careful, if he gets a hat-trick, we'll have to post-match interview him.
Well, FC have got...
Well, you can do that.
FC have got the momentum now, haven't they? That's the thing. Another substitution coming up.
What did I say? Looks like I'm in the wrong place at the wrong time again, says Helen Murphy.
What did I say about the downhill bit?
Well, you did say the goals come when we play downhill.
Anyone plays downhill, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it depends if you're actually attacking, because the way we were playing, we would look like defending to do, but we are attacking again now, down the left-hand side. Linfield cuts inside towards the back post, the ball goes, and this time it's a wayward ball and a poor one. And it's a goal kick.
Somebody's coming on now.
When they get ready. I like the observation there, Paul. Someone's coming on there now.
We can't see who it is yet.
Well, I think what you would do now is, I mean, you, look, you're 3-1 down, you get it back to 4 apiece. Do you?
You go for the jugular.
Do you go? Yeah. All right, fair enough. Look out, boys, the ball's coming.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, it's all right, it's just missed us. Oh, that hurt my ears, that. Well, senior, just waiting to take this throw in on the near touchline. Throws it down the right-hand side, up goes Greaves. Good flick on inside by Greaves. And Irwin trying to put the pressure on the 16. Chasing him and chasing him. FC not giving up at all. The ball now back though with Griffiths on his own penalty area. He chips the ball to the halfway line. This should be Hughes' ball. Captain's header. Well done, young man. Brought down brilliantly by Jones. Jones plays the ball up towards Greaves. Greaves could get the end of it. Well. He steals the ball back. He does that so well. He looks up now. He has one player inside, and that is FC United's man, Linfield. Linfield can't get the end of it. And they have to concede there. Wow. They are stuttering. Wow.
The panic station's in the Spennymoor box.
It's like the ninth round, and all of a sudden, they're punch drunk. And they're staggering all over the place at the moment, Spennymoor. And FC United, can they get the killer blow? Can they get that punch in there? Can they get and capitalise and make it 5-4? It would be absolutely wonderful if they can do so. Linfield will take the corner. He steps up. He whips it in towards the back post. Can Hughes get on the end of it? Well, he can, but unfortunately, he was going backwards and backwards and backwards. Nothing he could do, really. The wind took it. And it's a goal kick. And, well, FC United and Manchester, they were thinking about that substitution. I can't really see who they would bring on, because the momentum is with FC United. You don't want to change the equilibrium of the game, do you? Not I know, big word for me at this time of the day. Hughes, I should say, Jones wins a header. Second ball picked up by Fagbola. Deep in their own half at the moment, so there's a handball there. Referee says play on, though, and it favours the home team. And then, well, he runs out of Robert Ramshaw, who was superb in the first half. As, well, he ran out of steam there. As...
funny how the referee is keen on having this thrown from the right place, whereas before he wasn't that bothered, was he?
Well, the thing is, I always find it a little bit interesting when, you know, you're at this level of football and you haven't got ball crews, and if you don't hurry up and get the ball, you can get booked. I mean, you know, you've got to go and get the ball, you've got to go and fag it, which is, you know, it's ridiculous. As FC in the penalty area, though, can they get capitalised? No, they can't. It's brought away by Shane Henry, though, he'll lose out on this ball. Wait, his ball gets charged into his face, and it just falls favourably for the home team. Down the right-hand side they go now, 10 yards outside FC's penalty area. Three red blue shirts converge upon them. And the ball back to Callum Griffiths. Griffiths plays the ball into the penalty area. He needs to be dealt with. No conceding of anything there. Big number nine there is working hard. Taylor, but Fagbola was wonderful there. Did tremendous well. Rolled the charge, played a ball as well. And here comes Linfield. gets himself a free kick. And... The referee might have a quick word with Callum Williams there.
I think the ball's coming up.
That was a free kick where you could see it coming a mile off. But Linney could.
Linney ran across the player, made sure the player went into him. He took him out, and it is a free kick to FC United and Manchester. And no, it's not. You know, actually, it's the other way around. It's a booking because Linney diving.
Right.
So what we actually thought was correct, and therefore it's a free kick against him. Linney's been booked. Well done, referee, because we thought he'd been conned. And he hadn't clearly been conned. He hadn't conned us, because we thought he's got away with that. No, it's a free kick the other way. Very good refereeing, in fairness. Linney, cut it out, mate. Especially in front of... I mean, he actually did it in front of the referee. But Callum Griffiths will put a delivery ball in there. They're only about 20 yards outside FC's penalty area. There's all players up bar two. And then just hanging back is Matthew Dixon for a loose ball, maybe. They whip it in there towards the back post. Curtis is on the end of it. Oh, it's a great save. That's Gordon Banks-esque, that, because he's headed it down. And somehow, Allison has managed to palm the ball over from actually basically lying on the floor. And a wonderful save. A wonderful, wonderful save from the youngster there. And he's now made amends for his mistake, because those that have made mistakes are making amends in this game with goals and saves. It's four apiece.
It's already confusing.
Ball chipped in. Who's on the end of it? It needs to be cleared by FC United of Manchester. The 16's on the edge of the penalty area with it. No fouling there. Ball chipped in, but it's a goal kick and out of play.
You said Banks. I've described it on Twitter as Schmeichel in Vienna.
Means nothing to me, that. That's an Ultravox reference. Means nothing to me.
Sorry.
Vienna.
There is a substitution now. Plenty more. 11's coming off.
Andrew Johnson coming off. And some bloke coming on.
It might be Jordan Porter, because he's the sub goalie.
It is the number.
Bradley Fooster.
Oh, Bradley. Bradley Fooster. Wasn't he in a really good film in the 80s? Fooster's Millions.
That's rubbish, that.
It is, yeah. I meant it. Anyway, FC have to defend. Good defending there by a younger senior. Ball hit high long into the air. Needs to be defended. It is defended by Spennymoor, but good capitalisation there and good pressurise from FC United's two front scousers. And Linfield gets himself, well, concedes a throw, but work rate's good. FC about to make a substitution as well.
And, if we'd pressed like this.
We're bringing our goalkeeper off, because it looks like number one, that, to me.
If we'd pressed like this in the first half, we wouldn't be looking at a 4-4 scoreline, would we?
Well, Linney coming off. And coming on for Linney has got to be
Palmer.
Palmer's the smart money, isn't it?
Well, we've got approximately 7 minutes plus any additional time. And
I don't know why we're taking so long over this, because this game is still there to be won. Not to be trifled with at 4-4.
No, trifles for Christmas Day, isn't it?
Yes.
You having trifle?
We're going out walking. Into the Peak District. Where you can clear the cobwebs and conjure thoughts of 2018, what it's going to bring. Well, what's it going to bring to me, ladies and gentlemen? The listeners don't know, do they, Ben?
No, they don't.
They don't.
Don't tell them. It'll be a surprise.
Breaking news.
That first shindig. 795.
1,795. That's fantastic. Where have they fit them all? Well, here's an opportunity. Offside decision, though, for Spennymoor. They're not happy about that. How do you fit 17,995 in here?
795.
I know, Ben.
Just clarifying for the listener.
795, ladies and gentlemen. 795.
Sounds like a radio station.
Tune into 795 with your favourite Spennymoor DJ.
Harvey, this is a nice little song that we're going to play for you.
Well, we went into the pub down the road and he said, "Ew, we're going to have karaoke now."
Well, FC United in the final third, and it's Tatton on the ball. Tatton takes it to the byline. Can he get the ball into the penalty? Yes, it's a great ball as well. The keeper comes out and gathers. Well, Tatton is given a new dimension down that left-hand side. He really has got a lot of pace about him, but a long clearance by Shane Bland. FC United need to win second ball. They don't win second ball. And the ball flicked over the top. Senior has to be the free kick referee. Well seen. Well, you can see that. I mean, I don't know why David Foley's complaining. He grabbed Cedi around the neck and threw him down to the ground. Hey, so we've got Foley, which we could be Axel Foley. So that's another 80s film. And we've got Brewster's Millions, or we've got Ferris Bueller's Day Off. So we've got 80s and 90s cult film. John Hughes, was the only one written by John Hughes? I mean, Breakfast Club, wasn't it? But anyway. Handball, referee, let's play continue, because FC United have it. There's a handball again, second time. The referee goes, you know what?
I think we'll have that
one handball. I'll let you off with second handball, I'm afraid. No, not a chance.
Right, here we go.
This is a chance. There's 4 minutes left on the clock.
Give it to Jones. I just give it to Jones and drill it. Absolute drill it
in this wind.
Yeah, just let him drill it and then pick up the spoils. I mean, on the ball it's Irwin, we know he can hit it, but it's an angle. So is he going to trying to catch the keeper unawares, or is he going to whip it to the back post and let Fagbola get his second? He chips it toward the back post. Who's on the end of it? It's corner. A corner ball.
Referee says no.
Wow. That was an interesting one, wasn't it?
Anyway.
Goal kick. We're into the 87th minute. It's 4-4 here, ladies and gentlemen. We told you not to go shopping. Well, Ben told you to go shopping and then went, no, actually, no, don't. Halfway line. Irwin wins ahead. A second ball needs to be picked up by a blue shirt. It's picked up. Oh, it should have been picked up by Jones, but the ball was in front of him. He loses it. And then FC give the ball away. Tyrrell's not touched the ball yet. It's crisp out there as well. Tyrrell must be feeling it.
I got it.
What?
He got the ball.
Well, the referee there. What was that, Ben? How high pitch was that? Sorry.
He got the ball.
Oh, hiya, man.
It's the way it's set.
Hiya, man.
It's freezing.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. Yes, it is.
Leave him alone, Vera.
Oh, leave him, will you?
Who's Vera?
I was doing a
Overland
Bradshaw's.
Oh.
Anyway, there's a free kick for the visitors. That's how you take away the pressure for the home fans listening at our place. The ball going to be whipped in. Right foot is a decent ball in. Who's on the end of it? Goes across everybody and a diving header. Well, it was Andy Gray-esque, and unfortunately, it was about as good as his commentary. Goal kick. In fact, it was about as good as his sexist remarks.
Boston have taken the lead against Alfreton. It's now 3-2. And York have got one back against Blyth Spartans. It's 3-2 there as well.
That goal's galore. It's a goal feat, isn't it?
Is it still 3-0 with the Salford game?
Yep. Festive, festive fun.
Salford are down to 10.
Oh dear.
Oh dear, oh dear.
Alisson is just waiting to take the goal kick. The referee just having a look at an FC player and says, now carry on. And he steps up, hits it long to this near touchline. Well, one player from FC needs to go for it, and they need to go for the second ball as well, as offside decision against the number 12. And no rush now. I take a point. We said we take a point at the beginning of the game. Anything you get here is a bonus. And Alisson will just set himself. Or is there a sting in the tail right at the end? An FC win. Well, two entertaining teams to say the very least. As the ball whips into the penalty area. Greaves is there, sandwiched between two. Tyrrell holds the ball on the edge of the area, trying to bring in Steve Irwin, and he just pulled to the ground. And a good strong challenge, a fair challenge there from Irwin. Oh, and that referee got that one wrong, unfortunately, because Irwin came across the player, the side of the player, and won the ball, but he decided it was an illegal challenge. 0-2 rewards. It all adds up. Why do they tend me? I mean, 0-2 know I'm commentating.
Have you told them?
Yeah, I text them all the time.
Leave me alone.
Ball picked up by Tyrrell, plays the ball towards FC's number 9 with the lose out, and here's Curtis on the ball, plays the ball, simple ball, wide right hand side. Opportunity here now for Spennymoor to try and kill the game off, but the ball into the penalty area, well, it didn't evade any of the players and it went to the arms of the goalkeeper. And FC United of Manchester can breathe a sigh of relief with 90 minutes on the clock. It'll be interesting to see what goes up on the board. But if it stays like this, it's a famous, famous point for FC United of Manchester, because to come back from 3-1 as they try to win the ball on the halfway line. Second ball needs to be picked up by a blue shirt. Good play there by Tatton. And then Fagbola gives the ball away on the halfway line, picked up by Dixon. And Dixon's ball is one of poor quality. A little bit like a duty-free bargain that you get.
Well, just to clarify for the post-match stuff, weren't we 4-1 down?
We were 4-1 down, yeah. Yes. Well, the call of attack, attack, attack as the ball goes up over the halfway line into the penalty area. It needs to be dealt with. Curtis did tremendously well there. There's going to be four additional minutes, which is very apt, as you rightly say.
It's 4-0.
Well, it's going to be a throw into FC United on the far side of the ground. And, well, we were all very, very cold, weren't we?
I still am.
I still am.
Now freeze.
Oh, freezing now.
Waiting for this throw to be taken. Corbett's in the left-back position. Throwed on, flicked on there by Greaves. Controlled well there by McCarthy. Two players around him. And a strong challenge on him. And it results in a throw into the home team, but they're deep in their own half. But we know they can turn defence into attack in an instant. One pass. That's all it takes. And
that's
has done.
That's from us.
It's okay. I'll read a few texts, more texts out shortly. But well, we've got only a few minutes left, and my hands are now firmly cemented into my gloves.
You've got the luxury of gloves.
Well, I was wearing shorts, and I had a shorts and t-shirt on this morning going to the shops in South Shields, and it's not quite the same here in Spennymoor. As Shane Bland, the goalkeeper, hits the ball high into the air, and good strong header there by Fag Bowler, but it forced kindly for Ramshaw on the ball. Everyone back for FC United now. Don't want to lose it here at the death. The ball switches play to this near touchline for Chandler. Hopefully he can't be the player that puts a great ball in. He puts a decent ball in enough, but it's headed away there by Hughes. Picked up though by the substitute, and his ball goes astray, but it comes off an FC shirt, and it's going to be a throw. Chandler will look to take quickly, looking for a long throw into the penalty area, but everyone at the moment a little bit static for the home team. Chandler back on the ball. Pulls it back to the 16. It's a ball into the penalty area. FC's goalkeeper needs to command that area well. Punches on the edge of the area. Tyrrell needs to win it, but he doesn't get the second ball. There's an opportunity here now. Great, strong challenge by McCarthy. And a fair one. And now FC United can come away. Lovely sweeping ball by Tyrrell to McCarthy. McCarthy bombing down the left-hand side. Two players around him. Goes past one. Has he got the pace to get past the other? No, Curtis was wonderful there in the challenge. And the ball, though, awkwardly put back to the penalty area of the home team. And don't foul there. Don't foul. Oh, get up! That's a yellow card, referee. It's the same as the one over there. He threw himself to the floor.
Well, Linfield got booked for that similar.
Exactly, that's what. Out of play.
You're not going to get away with that, I'm afraid. It's a throw into FC when he comes back.
What are you.
What, is the referee having a laugh here?
He's letting a lot go, isn't he? Well, we're down to the last 30 seconds of the four added minutes.
I'd throw it into his head. Cocky little...
So-and-so.
So-and-so. Let's go and score here now. Really, really rub salt into the wounds. As McCarthy doing really well there. Can't afford to lose it. The ball in their own penalty area. Chandler looks to clear his lines. He does as that Fag Bowler should win this header. He does win the header. Second ball needs to be picked up by a blue shirt. It's picked up by Jones. And Jones' ball is that diagonal. And it's again, it's a decent ball. The 16 keep it in play. No, he can't, but he doesn't need
whistle.
To. Because the final whistle is FC's debutant goes flying there under a challenge that the referee's not seen by Callum Griffiths. But it's not going to make any difference because FC United have got. And it's. What's going on the. What's going on the halfway line? It's all handbags at the moment. Hughes eventually all is calm.
It's
all is still.
It's a naughty number 12.
Yes, he's been he's
very
been,
naughty.
He's not taken the score very well at all.
The referee is letting it all just unfold. And well, the number 12, he's come on with half a beard and basically trying to throw himself to the ground and a bit of kidology. And well, FC United, a famous draw here, four apiece. And,
I can only remember one other four all, and that was Worksop Town at home.
Do you want a sandwich? No? How about 10 tonnes of gravel? Can I interest you in a slap across the face? No? Well, in that case, visit constructivecoding.com for something you do want.